guys. What do you want to do today?
I don't know, dude. I'm bored.
Hey, guys. I got my bags packed.
Packed for what, dude?
Where are you going? An Alaskan cruise or the Bahamas?
Or Fiji?
Nope. I'm going to climb Mount Everest.
Wait. Mount Everest, the mountain?
Like the tall, cold one?
Yeah,
the
tall, cold mountain.
But you don't have a shirt on.
Exactly. I'm going to be the first person in history to climb Mount Everest shirtless.
Dude, it's freezing on that mountain. You're going to freeze your nipples off.
Yeah, you're going to get frostbite and die.
Well, that's what makes it so impressive that I'm doing it shirtless. See, I'm going to record the whole thing with this GoPro and send it to the Guinness Book of World Records, and then they're going to give me my own page about me, the guy who climbed Mount Everest shirtless.
Dude, that's so stupid.
Yeah, that's really dumb. How are you going to stay warm?
Well, my rock-hard abs are going to keep me warm, duh.
But how expensive is it to climb Mount Everest?
About $100,000.
Damn, $100,000?
Where are you going to get that kind of money from?
Oh, don't worry about that. I already got it covered. See, my grandparents have been giving me savings bonds my whole life, and now that I'm 18, I cashed those puppies, and I got about $100,000. And instead of putting that toward college or maybe buying a house, I'm going to climb Mount Everest shirtless and be in the Guinness Book of World Records.
What a waste of money, dude.
So who wants to come with me?
Go with you?
Yeah, yeah, somebody's got to come with me.
I'll pass. I kind of love my life, bro. I'll wait for you here.
Well, I think I want to go.
Dude, really?
Well, I mean, if you already paid, it's got to be pretty easy. And I see TikToks all the time of people littering on Mount Everest.
Dude, you just going to litter? That's stupid.
I mean, you could pee and poop and throw soda cans everywhere.
You're signing your own death certificate, dude.
I'll go with you, Cody.
Thanks, Junior. We're going to make history.
Yeah, let's go.
Yeah, come on.
I'm going to go get like a ski suit and warm stuff.
Okay, Junior, we made it to base camp. Thanks to that helicopter, we got to skip all that safety bullshit.
Cody, I'm scared. That's really dangerous.
Oh, come on, Junior. You're looking at the first guy in history who's gonna climb Mount Everest shirtless with no help of any kind.
Hello, are you Cody?
About goddamn time. Here's my suitcase. Ooh. Take my bag. Ooh. Oh, you might as well carry Ken, too. He's a pillow princess. You're already dropping my shit, Sherbert, or whatever dessert you want to be called.
Sherpa.
Yeah, 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 Shamu, whatever. Just carry my shit and don't drop it.
Where is your shirt?
Junior, tell Shamu out here where my shirt is.
I think it's in the suitcase.
But no, the only thing in that suitcase are pants and socks. Listen, I'm going to be the first guy in history to climb Mount Everest shirtless.
You are going to die.
Not if you don't do your job. Now get your ass up that mountain. You better have some pizza waiting for us.
There is no pizza on Mount Everest.
Okay, or that Icy's then, or whatever the hell you got up there. Let's go! Damn. Okay, Junior, where's the GoPro?
Oh, I didn't bring a GoPro.
What? You didn't bring the GoPro? How are we going to document this? What am I going to show Guinness?
I can just pull up my phone and record you.
Okay, fine. Just don't get Sherbert over there. I want people to think I did this by myself.
Okay.
Okay, Mount Everest. I'm about to make you my bitch.
Come on, you two. A lot farther to go.
I'm so fucking cold. I don't know why I thought I could do this.
Oh, Cody, your hand, it's like missing.
I got frostbite and it fell off.
Oh, you want to go back down to the bottom of the hospital?
No, fuck it. I can barely feel it. I think my nerves are dying.
Okay, we are about to enter the death zone.
Oh, now we're about to enter the death zone. I feel like we've been there for a while. That's okay. I'm ready to die.
Oh, Cody, you want to, like, see if we can find a shirt?
Find a shirt? Fucking where, Junior? Do you see a gift shop on Mount fucking Everest?
I told you to bring a shirt.
Hey, sun-kissed, whatever the fuck, give me your clothes.
No.
What, come on, I'm paying you $100,000, you better give me some clothes.
Well, I'm going to die if I give you my clothes.
Do I give a shit? I'm actively dying, give me some clothes.
Well, if I give you my shirt, then I'm going to die, and how are you going to get up the mountain without a guide?
It's up, I know how to go up, I can do up.
Look, Cody, why don't we just look in the suitcase and you'll put your pants together to make a shirt.
Fuck it. Okay, sure.
Just open it.
Well, I guess my arms are a little warmer. How's my back?
Still blue and purple.
Yeah, I figured.
You don't have any more pants in your suitcase?
Nope, just these.
Found the GoPro.
Oh, that's just fucking great. Well, don't take a video of me now. Guinness is gonna put me in the book as the world's biggest, whiniest bitch that freeze to death on Mount Everest shirtless. The fucking suitcase anyway, we're not getting that back.
Well, I don't know what to do, Cody. I mean, you're shivering, you're cold.
Yeah, I'm gonna fucking die.
Come on, you two. We still got 27,000 feet to go.
27,000 feet? What the fuck, man?
Yeah, we're only on day one of 40.
40 fucking days? We have 39 days left? I have 39 more days of losing body parts and freezing my fucking ass off?
We have to hurry up before the blizzard gets here, guys.
The blizzard? You mean this isn't the fucking blizzard? It can be colder than this?
No, this is not the blizzard. It gets colder the higher up we go.
Fuck this! Fuck this! I can't do this! I'm gonna die!
Oh, okay, what if we take a break? Can we take a break?
Yeah, we can set up a camp if you want.
Yes, yes, let's set up a camp. I just need a big tent and a fire, and I promise tomorrow I'm gonna be fucking Macho Man.
And I packed a DVD player, so if any of you brought a DVD, we can watch it.
I brought one.
Oh, good. Is that fucking Max Cable's big move? No! Fuck this! I'm not watching that! I'm not gonna spend 39 days freezing to death and watching Max Cable's big fucking move! I'm going home! Fuck this!
Well, you're gonna leave?
Yes, I'm gonna leave! I already lost my fucking hand!
Well, listen, Cody, you paid $100,000 to climb Mount Everest without a shirt on, and you're just gonna give up on day one?
Yes, Junior, because I was a fucking idiot! I didn't think any of this through! I didn't know it was gonna take 40 fucking days! I thought about it for 2 seconds! I said it'd be really cool to be shirtless on Mount Everest! That'd be badass! I'm just gonna go to the top of the mountain, take a selfie, and then go home. I mean, why the fuck didn't the helicopter just fly us all the way up there?
Well, I'll ask him. Why can't the helicopter take us to the top?
Weather on Mount Everest too bad for helicopters.
The weather, apparently.
I fucking heard. I'm gonna die. I don't want to do this.
Well, aren't you paying him $100,000? Can you not carry him?
No. And no refunds either.
No refunds. See, Cody, there's no refunds, so I think we should do it. Come on, man. Just come on. Just get big and strong. Come on, you're hunky, right?
I'm hunky.
Yeah, Ken's doing it. He's not complaining.
Well, that's because he's a fucking hunk.
Yeah, okay, so look. If Ken can do it, and I can do it, and Sunday can do it, then we can all do it.
Okay.
All right, he said he wants to keep going.
Yeah.
You're gonna fucking die.
Dude, he just said he was gonna die.
No, you're not gonna die. You're gonna get me. You have me holding your hand.
Oh, one of them.
Come on, buddy. Okay. He wants to keep going.
Okay, you're gonna fucking die.
Okay,
guys, I think we're gonna take a break.
I'm sorry, did you say something? My ear fell off 3 hours ago.
He said he thinks we're gonna take a break. What, Cody, what, your arm fell off.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, it did. I didn't even notice that. When did that happen?
And your other hand fell off.
Oh, that's okay. I don't need him anyway. I'll be dead soon.
Well, come on, Cody. He said we're gonna take a break. We get warm, right?
Oh, yeah. There is no warm up here. Okay. It just gets cold.
Who's hungry? I got a 55-layer burrito and a chalupa.
Where the fuck did you get that from?
I packed it in my backpack.
And you couldn't have packed an extra suit for me?
No, I didn't expect to have to pack a shirt for someone.
What? I'm gonna fucking die up here. I can't even feed myself because I can't pick up the fucking food.
Do you want the chalupa or the beefy fire?
I can't feel my tongue, and it doesn't matter if I eat anyway because I'd just be shitting ice cubes in a few hours.
Wait, you gotta put your pants back on your arms.
I don't have any fucking arms to put them on. Well, at least it's a little warm on my head. Could you... There you go, that's fine. There you go.
All right, Cody, so listen, let's just take a break, take a nice little nap.
Yeah, I'm gonna take a nap. I wanna go fucking home. I'm gonna die.
What?
I'm gonna fucking die. I wanna go home.
You wanna give up?
This is me giving up. I'm officially giving up. I got pants in my head and I got no fucking arms. This is me giving up.
He wants to go back down.
Well, we can't go back down. There was an avalanche earlier that killed 12 people. There's now a no-go-back-down sign.
Oh, so they died? Oh, lucky them. I wish I could die. It's torture that I'm still alive right now.
Okay.
Honestly, I wish he would die. The way we're going right now, it's going to take 80 days to get up the mountain. He's holding us back.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm sorry to inconvenience you. You guys must be having a really bad time up here. That was my only fucking source of warmth. It's gone.
If not on the mountain.
Fuck! I'm so cold.
The only way up this mountain is all the way to the top, so we can sled back down.
Sled?
Yeah, there's a sled trail on the other side of the mountain.
Tell you guys what, I'm gonna just lay down right here and die.
Look, Cody, what are you doing?
I'm gonna die. It's okay. You guys can leave me.
Don't go towards the wolf!
No, I actually feel really warm now. I think the sun came out.
That's the hypothermia setting in. You are dying.
No, I feel pretty good. It's okay. I'm just gonna take a nap.
Cody, don't go towards the warmth.
Ah, it's okay. You guys go on.
Cody!
I told you was gonna fucking die.
I feel good. Oh, hey, yeah, you're awake. Yeah, I don't move around too much. I know you must have a lot of questions, like, what is that on your shirt? Well, see, the other day when I was sick, my wife tried to cook me soup, and she got it all over my shirt, even though I specifically told her not to do that. No, I was more wondering where the fuck my arms and legs are. Oh, yeah, that. Well, apparently you tried to climb Mount Everest shirtless, and it went about as well as can be expected. Well, did I make it? Did you make it to the top of Mount Everest? Yeah, you did. I did, really?
Hey, Cody.
Junior, we made it to the top of Mount Everest?
Oh, yeah, we did. And we even took a group photo!
Oh, yeah, there I am on the ground in the back.
Yep, you died on day one.
Oh, yeah, they pronounced you dead on the mountain, but then when they brought you down the mountain and back to me, all your internal organs were frozen. So we were gonna cremate you, but when I put you in the furnace, you just kind of woke up, so I guess you're okay. But we still made it to the top of Mount Everest.
Yeah, I dragged you by your arms, and then they broke off. And then I dragged you by your legs, and they broke off. And then we dragged you by your hair. And if that would have broke off, we were just going to leave you by Green Boots, or whatever the fuck his name is.
Wow, I can't believe you didn't give up on me.
Yep, we did not give up on you.
Hey, how's he doing?
Oh, hey, Sherbert, I can't believe you came to visit me.
No, I came to return your copy of Max Keeble's Big Move. I had never seen it before, and that's one big fucking move.
Yeah, you think he's gonna move, and then he doesn't move.
Yeah, the plot twist in the end was the best part. Plus, we watched it every single night for 40 nights.
Yeah, when we watched it, like, I'd prop your body up in front of the little DVD player so you could watch it.
Oh, I don't remember that, but yeah, it's pretty good movie.
Nah, we can watch it 40 times while you're in the hospital.
No, I'm fine. I think I've seen it enough.
But guess what, Cody? You still broke a Guinness World Record.
Oh, yeah, Guinness called. They said you're the first shirtless quadriplegic to climb Mount Everest. Really? I really did it?
Yep, you're going to be in the Guinness Book of World Records book.
My arms and legs are gone. Is it fucking worth it? Was it worth it at all?
Holy, where the fucking shot?
Invited a PJ Crenshaw's major party.
PJ Crenshaw?
Here, James Crenshaw.
Jimmy James Crenshaw.
No, dude, look, it's right here. The invitation's right here.
Oh, that's an official signature.
Yeah, dude.
Guys, I just got invited to PJ Crenshaw's major rager party.
PJ Crenshaw?
Here, Jimmy's Crenshaw.
Jimmy James Crenshaw.
That one?
Yeah, his signature's right there.
Wait, he invited you to the major rager?
Yeah, and all this talk about major ragers is giving me a major rager in my pants.
Well, why would he invite you guys and not me?
I don't know, Junior. I guess we're just cool.
Yeah, sorry, dude.
Hey, what's up, haters?
PJ Crenshaw!
Here, Jimmy's Crenshaw!
Jimmy James Crenshaw!
Boys, calm down. It's just me.
PJ, Crenshaw, your coolness?
You may speak.
I was wondering, since you invited both my friends to your major rager party, that maybe I just might be lucky enough to be invited to your party?
What do you think I came, bro? Bethany, give the man his invite.
Here you go. You're so lucky.
Oh, my God. Guys, I'm invited to PJ's major rager.
That's a good thing, too, Junior, because if you weren't going to that party, we never would have talked to you ever again.
Yeah, you would have been a total loser, dude.
Well, good thing I was invited, guys.
Hey, guys, old dude.
We're all going to a party, Jeffy. You want to come?
Yeah, I want to come to a party.
PJ, can he come?
Oh, definitely not.
But why?
Because Jeffy tried to steal my girls one time, and that is an immediate no-no in PJ's book.
Well, that's really sad, because he won't be invited. He'll feel left out.
Yeah. I don't care. He's not coming.
Well, Jeffy's 18. Maybe he can buy stuff for your party that you can't get.
Well, we do need root beer for the party, and none of us are old enough to buy it ourselves. Okay, I'll tell you what. If Jeffy brings root beer for the party, he's invited.
You hear that, Jeffy? All you have to do is get root beer and you can go to the party.
Okay, I can buy root beer. I even got my own car.
All right, there will be root beer there.
Okay, good. So you bring the root beer, you're in. Come on, ladies. I want to bounce, and I'm not talking about leaving.
Guys, we're going to the Major Rager. Anybody who's anyone's going to be there.
Time to rage, dude.
Yeah.
Well, okay, so guys, let's go to the party.
Wait, guys, we have to get root beer for Jeffy.
Oh, yeah, we have to get the root beer first. Jeffy, let's go get root beer. You're driving us.
Okay. Woo!
PJ throws the best party.
Yeah, he does.
Yeah, I know how to throw a Major Rager.
I thought you said there was going to be a root beer.
Yeah, there will be. I don't know where that guy is right now.
I'm leaving if there's no root beer.
No, don't worry. There's gonna be root beer. Wait, I think that's the guy right now. Hello?
We got the root beer.
Oh, thank God, bro. The chicks were gonna leave.
The chicks!
Chicks we ditch?
Yeah, come on in.
Let's go!
Oh, ladies, the root beer's here.
Woo!
Drink up. Boys, come on. What are you doing? Get some root beer. Let's party.
Oh, I've already drank 5 root beers!
Drink up, this party's never gonna end!
Dude, I'm gonna run on the roof! I'm gonna eat fun!
Yeah!
Oh, man. I drank so much root beer.
Oh, dude, the roof's spinning! Please make it stop!
It's not gonna stop, Joey. We're on a planet that's spinning.
A planet?
Junior, I have to tell you, you're hot.
Huh?
You're so hot.
Oh, you're so hot, Vanilla Puff.
Oh, my God. Do you want to go in my room and make out?
This is your house?
Yeah, my dad's going to kill me. Woo-hoo!
Ooh, you got to do it, DTF, DTF.
Now, hold on, Penelope. Me and Joseph made a pact.
A blood pact.
Okay.
He said if I ever went to a girl's room, I'd have to invite him.
Yeah, and I'm him.
Okay.
So he can come?
Okay.
Woo!
I lost my hand.
What? Oh, Corey, what happened to your head?
I put it in the garbage disposal.
What?
And he took it.
And Joey, someone stole Joey's head!
Oh, who stole your head, dude? I'll beat
you! Who did
head.
It? Who did it?
I promise!
It was the disposal.
Okay!
Disposal, show yourself!
Where is he?
It's probably covered in biscotti.
Okay, that's it.
We can clean it up, dude.
That's it, we're gonna kick his ass. Where is it? Oh, no! Perella, Mom! Penelope, she fell asleep, no one's gonna freak me now!
Well, hey, Junior, you meet me in the closet, I will rock your world.
I will take that off. Jeff May! Hey, we're all out of root beer.
Root beer?
Can you go get some?
Yeah, I'll go and drive and get it.
Yeah, go get some more. Okay, we're gonna go find your hand, Cody. And then we gotta go to the closet.
High five!
You know what? I'm enjoying you guys.
Damn.
Forget it.
Yeah.
I can't wait for this shift to be over. I really hope Penelope's not doing something stupid at home. Never left a home alone before. What? Oh my god, this guy's drunk driving! I gotta go after him.
Oh, why is this road so curvy? Got my root beer.
Oh my god, this man is not stopping. Pull over, you jackass! You're gonna hurt somebody! What the hell are you doing? What? Come on, just pull over! What? Oh, Jesus! Oh my god! Okay, he stopped. Oh my god. Excuse me, sir, have you been drinking tonight?
Hold on, let me get something.
Well, don't reach for anything, what are you doing?
I had to get my root beer.
What is it, root beer?
It sure is.
Well, then why are you acting like this?
I'm not acting like nothing.
What? Okay, I guess I can add littering to the list of charges. Step out of the car, please.
Do I have to?
Yes, you have to.
Okay, well, let me just...
I'm sorry, do you think you're driving away right now? Because you're not.
Screw you!
Okay, it would be resisting arrest if you were. Okay, all right, that's it. Get out of the car. Come on.
Hey,
come on,
don't touch me!
Come on. Okay, we're going to do a field sobriety test to see if you're drunk.
Okay.
All right, now try to say ABCs backward.
I can't even say them forward.
Okay, well then try to walk in a straight line. Wait. Okay, no. Okay, forget it. Try to touch your finger to your nose. No, that's not even close. Okay, how about this? Count to five. Okay, that's it. Come on. We're going to jail.
All right, make your one phone call. Hey, stop it. Stop touching my hat. Just make your phone call. No, don't lick it. That's great. No, you know what? Give it to me. I'll call him.
Hello?
Hey, this is jail.
Oh, no. Who got arrested?
I caught your son drinking and driving.
What? That is my dad. Si, mami.
What did Jeffy do?
He was drinking and driving. I just told you.
Well, like, what do you mean we were drinking and
driving? Don't chew on that. Okay, I think you should just come get him, please.
Oh, I'm on my way.
Would you stop it? Just get in there until your dad gets it. Stop licking things. That's gross. You're going to get sick.
Ew. Okay, I'm here.
Get him.
But Jeffy, stop that. Okay, what was he drinking?
Well, see, that's the thing. He wasn't drinking anything bad.
What?
He was just drinking root beer.
And I smacked that bitch.
I don't know what this is.
If he was just drinking root beer, why is he arrested?
I don't know why he's acting like this, okay? But he was driving recklessly, and he tried to resist arrest. So that's what I charged him with.
Oh, okay, that's it. So how do we get the charges dropped?
Well, I'm going to need him to go to an AA meeting so that he can see that it's not funny to make fun of people who actually have problems.
Rub my nipples.
Oh, okay, so...
Please get him out of here.
All right, we're going to go to an AA meeting. Come on. All right, Jeffy, you're going to sit right here, and ooh, I can't even go over all the levels of grounded you are.
What's the first level, and is the boss hard at the end?
What's going on, Marvin?
Jeffy got arrested for drinking and driving.
Jeffy, how could you? You're not old enough to drink alcohol.
It was root beer, and it got me fucked up.
That's a gateway drink, Jeffy. It has the word beer in it.
Yeah, Jeffy, you know no sodas after 8 p.m.
Well, I'm a rebel.
And no Red Bull either.
Well, what's his punishment, Marvin?
Well, the cop said he has to go to an AA meeting for his drinking problem.
I don't have a problem with how much I drink. You have a problem with how much I drink.
You were swerving all over the road. You could have killed someone, Jeffy.
Jeffy, you're going to that meeting so you can learn your lesson.
It was root beer.
Penelope, I'm home. You better not have thrown a crazy party. Wait a minute. I hear music. I hate music. What the... Penelope!
Alright, guys, we never speak about what happened in the closet.
I don't know what you're talking about, dude.
What are you boys doing in my house?
Oh, shit, it's the pig back in the closet.
Oh, the newspaper is here.
Penelope! Everybody out of my way. I got my mad eyebrows on.
Why do you have your mad eyebrows on?
Because I want to ask your son a question. Where were you taking that root beer?
To my belly.
Don't you lie to me. I'll kill you.
What's going on?
My daughter threw a major rager at our house while I was at work. She invited that PJ Crenshaw.
Pair of Jamie's Crenshaw?
Jammy Jams Crenshaw. Now, he seems pretty cool, but I'm pissed at your son for bringing that root beer.
Well, why aren't you mad at your daughter?
Oh, don't worry. I already gave her an earful. Of eardrops, because she has an ear infection. But I will yell at her later when she feels better.
Well, don't worry. We're going to take Jeffy to his AA meeting.
Well, I'm going to take him right now because I'm so mad. Oh. Come on, Jeffy. Let's go. Oh.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to AA, Addictions Anonymous. This is a space where we can all talk about our addictions and relate to each other so that we know that we're all struggling. Okay, Screwball, we'll start with you.
Hi, everyone. My name's Screwball. I'm addicted to every substance under the sun. I'm ordered by the court to be here. And I just wanted to say I'm sorry.
Okay, thank you, Screwball. How long have you been sober?
About 15 minutes.
Okay, that's a good start.
Thank you. I'm trying really hard. Hey, can I smoke this candle?
No. Okay, Judy, let's go to you.
Hey, everyone. My name is Judith, and I'm addicted to BBC. Ever since I first had BBC, I just can't stop thinking about it. It's so delicious. I just love having BBC in my mouth. I just love bacon broccoli casserole.
Oh, that does sound good.
Oh, it is. It's something healthy mixed with something very unhealthy in one big casserole. And when I eat BBC, sometimes I like to watch BBC, the British Broadcasting Corporation. That's how I found out the Queen died. I was so shocked I choked on some BBC, and I was like, and my husband was like, honey, what are you doing? And I said, I'm choking on BBC. And that's when I knew I had a problem. But I'm proud to say I've gone a whole day without BBC.
I'm proud of you. I wish I could go a whole day without blow. See? Damn it. There I go again.
All right, Judith. That's good. Okay, Shrek, it's your turn.
Hello, everybody. My name is Shrek. I am addicted to eating the Fairway cream cheesecake. And when I eat it, my butthole, it separates. And it looks like overbaked muffin with the steam possibly coming out, and then it just kind of folds over the sides of the little cupcake pan, and then it's just like steamy goodness.
Okay. Screwball, could you please not smoke in here?
Sorry, Doc.
Jeffy, it's your turn.
Hey, everyone. My name's Jeffy, and I drink root beer, and I don't know how to drive really well, so I got in trouble for that.
Well, he didn't learn anything. And you have two candles now. Okay, well, I still appreciate all of you coming out. This is a step in the right direction. And to everyone watching this video, thank you for watching. And make sure you like and subscribe. And if you learn anything from this video, let it be that you should drive carefully and don't drink. Well, I mean, you can drink root beer, just not the second word in root beer. And definitely not while driving. And don't put candles in your mouth. Yeah, okay, that about covers it. I'm gonna go.
Stepping dog poop?
Ew, no, Jeffy. Why would you want to do that?
Because I like the sound it makes when I step on it.
No, Jeffy, you can't go outside and step in dog poop.
That's gross, Jeffy.
Well, I'm going to do it anyway.
Well, if you're going to do it anyway, can you at least put shoes on?
Ew, Marvin!
But, Danny, I can't find my shoes.
What do you mean you can't find your shoes?
Well, they ran away.
How'd your shoes run away?
I don't know, but they did it, Danny.
Jeffy, shoes can't run away unless you're the one in the shoes running.
Well, I just can't find them, Danny.
Did you look everywhere?
Well, I looked everywhere and I thought that they could be.
And where's that?
On my feet.
They're not on your, if they were on your feet, they wouldn't be lost, Jeffy. Look, I'm going to help you find your shoes.
All right, Danny.
Jeffy, I found your shoes!
No way! I looked everywhere!
Oh, booger! Why are you chewing my shoes? Bad booger, bad! Now we have to get your new shoes, Jeffy.
Well, Danny, I can step in dog poop without shoes.
No, Jeffy, we'll get your new shoes and you're not stepping in dog poop in them.
Did you find Jeffy's shoes, Marvin?
Yes, I did, but his pet dinosaur Booger ate them.
Oh, no!
So now we have to get Jeffy new shoes, and they're going to be so expensive.
Well, I could go to the thrift store and buy him a used pair of shoes.
Yeah, just do that.
Can you give me the Poop Stompers 3000?
No, Jeffy, you're not going to stop and poop in your new shoes.
Okay, I'll be right back. Marvin, I'm back.
Oh, my God, those shoes are cool.
Mommy, those shoes are the tits.
How much do those cost?
They were only $20, Marvin, and the owner of the store said Michael Jordan used to wear these when he was a kid.
Michael Jordan?
Yeah!
Well, they're about to belong to Scotty Poopin after he gets unstepping in dog poop with them.
Or Shaquille O'Neal.
Or Fecal Jordan.
Jeffy, put these shoes on.
Daddy, look. These shoes fit perfectly.
Well, you better take care of them, Jeffy.
Oh, don't worry, Daddy. I'm only going to step in the finest dog turds with these babies.
You better not, Jeffy.
Yeah, Jeffy, actually take care of these shoes. Look, I bet your friends are jealous. Go show your friends.
Oh, you're right, Daddy. I bet you they don't have dog turd stompers like these babies. I'll be right back.
Oh, I mean it again!
When do we get a turn?
We're playing Make It Take It, so whenever I miss it, that's when you get a turn. But I don't miss.
We're going to be here all night.
See?
He keeps making it. He just keeps making it.
See, watch this. Do it again.
Finally he missed. We get a turn.
Yeah, okay, finally. Now it's my turn.
Hey, guys, can I play?
No, we haven't even had our turn yet.
Cody, just let Jeffy have a turn. He probably sucks at basketball. He's going to miss this shot anyway.
Okay.
Whoa, he made it. Oh, you know what? New rules. Everybody has to shoot from way back there because we're shooting from way too close.
Okay. From right here?
Yeah, from right there. He's totally going to miss this.
Yeah.
What? You made it from there?
Heck yeah!
Well, you have to make it from the balcony now. How about that?
Okay.
Yeah, he's gonna miss that. Yeah. All right, Jeffy, try to make it from up here.
Dude, I can't even make it from up here.
I know, I'm trying to get Jeffy to lose his turn.
All right, watch this. Heck yeah!
How does he keep making it? I know a shot that you definitely can't make. Come on. All right, Jeffy, for this next shot, you have to shoot the ball over the balcony and make it to the goal.
Jimmy, that's impossible.
And you have to do it over your head.
That's even more impossible.
Just go sit by the goal and see if he makes it. All right, Jeffy, shoot the shot.
All right.
Whoa, he made it.
Dude, he just doesn't miss.
What? He made that?
Yeah, he did.
Oh, when's he ever going to miss?
I don't know.
Did I make it?
Yeah, Jeffy, how are you so good at basketball?
I don't know. It must be the new shoes I got from Michael Jordan.
What? Michael Jordan used to have those shoes?
No way, dude.
Oh, this is like that movie, Like Mike.
What?
What?
Well, you know, that movie where the kid gets Michael Jordan's shoes and they make him good at basketball.
That never happened.
Wait, that's a thing?
Yeah.
Wait, so you're saying that Jeffy's only good at basketball because he has Michael Jordan's old shoes?
I mean, maybe.
Wait, so you're saying as long as he's wearing those shoes, he's never going to miss?
I guess.
Jeffy, let's try it. All right, Jeffy, try to make a shot.
All right.
All right, now take the shoes off.
All right.
Try to make another shot. He missed!
It's the shoes!
It's the shoes! Oh, my God. So if Jeffy's wearing those shoes, he could be in the NBA. He'll never miss. He'll win, like, 25 championships. Oh, my God, that's awesome! Who could that be? Hello?
Hey, man.
What are you doing here?
Hey, do you have any eggs?
Eggs?
Yeah, my wife wants to make scrambled eggs, but we don't have any eggs.
Why didn't you go to the store?
Well, because that costs money, and I figured I could get them for free from you. I mean, you're not going to say no, right? I came all this way.
They're in the fridge.
Thanks, bud. Ooh, I'm going to get a drink while I'm here, too. Ooh, and maybe some chips. I mean, he already said yes to the eggs. He's not going to say no to that.
Dude, he just doesn't miss!
What? What's that all about?
Come on, Jeffy, make it again.
Yeah, come on.
Guys, I've already made it like 300 times.
I know, just do it one more time.
Please.
What's going on in here?
This kid can't miss when he shoots the basketball.
What?
Yeah, he just can't miss a shot. He's been making them all night.
No way, show me.
Yeah, try the shot, Jeffy.
All right. Yeah.
What? See, he just doesn't miss.
Wow, kid, you should go pro.
Well, he's really young, he can't go pro yet.
Huh, yeah, you're right. But he's not too young for me to use him to hustle some people down at the gym. Hey, kid, come with me to the gym. I think you guys are good enough to beat the national champs.
Wait, really?
Yeah, come on.
There they are. They're legit.
Oh my God, they're really good.
Yeah, there's a reason they won the championship.
You think we can beat them?
Not you, your friend. But a basketball team needs five people, so also you.
Okay.
I'm gonna go see if they'll accept the challenge.
That's what's on my trunk! That's what's on my...
Excuse me, sir.
Hey, what do you want?
I'd like to make a little wager.
A wager?
Yeah, I'd bet this kid and his friends could beat you and your team in a game of basketball.
You know we're the champions, right?
Well, yes, sir, I do know that, which is why I'd be willing to bet $50,000 that this kid could beat you in basketball.
$50,000? Oh, are you serious, dude?
Oh, I'm serious.
You don't have $50,000.
Hey, so we have a deal?
Hold on, let me see. Hey, y'all think we could beat these little kids in a basketball game?
Right?
Yeah, you got a challenge.
All right, I'll get the rest of the kids.
Hey, and if we win,
You never get to touch a basketball another day in your life. You got that?
I don't know how you'd ever enforce that, but okay.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
Hey, kids, you ready to make me $50,000?
What?
He thinks we can beat a professional basketball team.
We can't beat a professional basketball team. Well, not on your own, but Jeffy can. He never misses.
Yeah, guys, I think we can do it.
All right, come on.
All right, what scrubs are we going up against?
They're right there.
Check out the half-court shot.
Almost, okay, almost, y'all made that. Y'all saw that, right?
Well, yeah,
almost.
Yeah.
It's the effort that counts,
okay.
It's the effort.
But that was pretty good.
Yeah.
We're going up against them?
I think so, dude.
Don't worry, your friend here can't miss. Isn't that right, Jeffy?
Right, I don't miss anything. I just keep making buckets.
Okay, let's do this.
Hey!
I didn't think you'd actually show up.
What, do you think I'd make a $50,000 bet involving children and not show up? No, we're here and we're ready to play. Where's your team?
Oh, my team's here. Hey, guys, and one girl. Come here. Yeah, my team's here. And we got another guy in the bathroom. But we're here.
All right, let's play then.
Well, let's play then.
Okay, let's play.
Be prepared to never touch another one of these ever again in your life.
Well, that's not really much of a change for me, but all right, yeah.
Yeah, come on.
Ow. All right, you guys ready for tip-off?
Oh, yeah, I'm ready.
Hey, y'all, look. He's wearing a diaper. We're playing against a baby.
It's going to be easy.
Jeffy, don't let him get in your head. All right, you ready?
Oh, yeah, I'm ready.
Yeah, I'm ready.
What do I do? What do I do?
Pass it to Jeffy.
Yeah.
He made that? Oh, no. Come on, guys. Oh, it's on now.
Oh, my God. You see the three-pointer? Way to go, Jeffy.
Good shot, Jeffy.
I know.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. Yes, sir. What? It's on me, baby.
Damn it. Come on, guys. Step it up.
Oh, dude, I love basketball.
Pass it to Jeffy.
No, dude, I got this.
Pass it to Jeffy.
Oh, dude, I'm going to make it. Watch this. Oh, dude.
Are you supposed to pass it to Jeffy?
Dude, I just ate popcorn.
Oh.
Oh, yeah.
That's what happens when you don't give the ball to Jeffy.
Well, I'm sorry, dude.
Pass the ball to Jeffy.
God.
Jeffy.
Where are you going, Jeffy? Where are you going?
I'm going this way.
We losing. We don't lose.
Oh, my God. Another 3 points. We are killing it.
You ain't got this. You ain't got this. Oh, here you go, Tron.
Get out of my house. This is my house.
Tighten up, Tron. Tighten up. Yeah, come on!
Yeah, I don't know what to do. I don't know what to do.
Pass the ball to Jeffy.
Yeah, but he's so far away, though.
Well, yeah, it's my ball.
You got the ball stolen away from a girl?
Yeah! Oh, girl did that. A girl did that. Yeah, you girl, you girl.
That happened because of you.
I'm sorry.
Okay, 6-6, a tied game. Come on, we got this.
Where you going? Where you going? You ain't making another shot today.
Junior, alley-oop.
Okay.
Y'all see me dunk
it? Yeah, that was crazy.
Get the shoes.
Get some shoes.
Shoes.
Shoes. You can't cover me. You can't cover me. Woo.
He took my shoes! How do I keep getting the ball?
Just pass the ball to Jeffy.
Hey, Jeffy.
No!
No, you take it.
No, I don't have my shoes.
He doesn't have his shoes. Time out!
Hey, you can't call time out.
Time out, time out.
What's going on? Why'd you guys call time out? One more shot and we win.
Someone took my shoes.
Yeah, someone took his shoes.
What? Okay, I don't even have legs. Who cares? Why do you need shoes?
There's something we didn't tell you.
What?
The shoes he had on, they used to belong to Michael Jordan. They were magical shoes. And it made him where he wouldn't miss a single shot.
What? Oh, I don't have time for this shit. Oh, you gotta be kidding me. Well, okay, where's the shoes?
Number one took them and number 11's eating them.
Yeah. Eat that. You deserve it. You earned it.
What? Okay. Forget about the shoes. Okay, you never needed the shoes.
Actually, we did.
Yeah, they made them where he didn't miss a shot.
Okay, well, we're just gonna have to do without them, okay? Because you can do this, okay? I know you can do this. I believe in you. Just look deep within yourself, okay? Because if we lose this, I'm gonna go bankrupt and I will never be able to touch a basketball ever again. Although I'm a lot less worried about that one. So get back out there and just get one more shot. That's all we need.
Okay, let's do it.
Come on, let's play. One more shot wins the game.
Oh,
what's the matter? You can't make a shot without your magical shoes?
Actually, I cannot. Cody, here.
Cody,
shoot it.
Why are you talking like that?
I don't know. Just shoot it.
Okay.
I made it! We won!
We won! Woo!
We won!
We lost!
Oh my god! We accidentally! Cody, you made the shot! You won it! You didn't need shoes! You did it!
Oh my god!
Woo!
Oh my god! They did it! Those kids won! They actually pulled it off! I could kiss you! I'm gonna kiss you! I'm gonna end up on some kind of list, but I'm still gonna kiss you!
Do it again.
Cody, we won! Let's go celebrate!
I gotta admit, those kids, they're pretty good.
Yeah, I mean, that one kid probably just got lucky, but still, yeah, we won, so where's my money?
Yeah, deal's the deal. You'll get your money.
All right, awesome!
Hey, Danny!
Jeffy, what happened to your new shoes?
Somebody ate them.
No one ate them, Jeffy! Stop lying!
Danny, you have no idea the truth behind what I just said.
Hey, Marv!
Brooklyn guy.
It's $50,000 guy now.
$50,000? How'd you get all this money?
Well, because your son helped me win a $50,000 bet.
But I scored all the points.
No, you didn't score the game-winning shot. But I still want to thank you by giving you some of this money.
We're going to get some of that money?
Well, I mean, I'm going to give it to your dad because that seems more responsible.
Okay, how much are we getting?
You are going to get $100.
$100?
Yeah, you can buy your kid some new shoes.
Hey, Dad, can we get the Poop Stompers 3000s?
Yeah, let's go.
Sweet.
Can't really pick it up.
I got you.
Wait, no, give it. I need it.
Oh, sorry. All my money, I just...
So, guys, what do you want to do today?
I don't know, dude. I'm bored.
Me too.
You want to go play basketball?
We did that yesterday, dude.
We can pick our noses.
I can't reach my nose.
I said arg.
Cody, why are you dressed like a pirate?
Well, guys, I want a free pirate cruise for me and my three best buds.
What's a pirate cruise?
Well, that's where you dress up like a pirate and you get on a boat.
How'd you win that?
Well, I ate the most parrots in under a minute at the live parrot eating contest.
You ate a live parrot?
I ate three live parrots.
No ketchup, no mustard?
Nope, raw parrots.
What? Jesus.
You didn't eat three live parrots in under a minute.
Yes, I did. I have the video right here.
Wow, look at this young man go! He's on his third parrot!
Hurry up and die, parrot! Eat me! Yeah, it's pretty graphic, but I sure can scarf down some birds.
Isn't that wrong, Cody?
Well, you eat chicken, don't you?
Yeah, but it's cooked.
What, you guys are telling me you've never eaten live chicken? Oh, you guys are missing out. It's the best. When they're gobbling for their life and pecking at you, yeah, there's nothing like choking down some cock. Chicken's pretty good, too, though.
Well, Cody, what three friends are you going to take with you on your pirate cruise?
Well, the three friends I have right here in front of me. Jeffy, Joseph, and Ken.
Why Ken?
Well, these guys like pirate stuff and you don't. Like, Ken likes getting pegged, and Joseph knows all the words to every Pirates of the Caribbean movie.
Never seen one of them.
And Jeffy likes booty.
Sure do.
Well, I want to go on the pirate cruise. Leave Ken behind.
No, I'm sorry, Junior. You're just not pirate material.
What can I prove to you that I'm a pirate?
Well, I did get a parrot to go from the competition.
Eat me!
Yeah, if you can eat this parrot in under a minute, you'll be a real pirate.
Can I use ketchup or mustard?
Nope, you gotta eat him raw.
Eat me, pussy!
Yeah, eat him, Junior. He wants to die.
Where do I start? Where do I bite?
Oh, the eyeball is my favorite part.
Oh, yeah!
I don't know, Cody.
See, he likes it.
Okay, I'll...
Well, Junior, he ate the whole thing, bones and all. The way it's supposed to be eaten.
You want me to pick that up?
Yeah, please. It's, you know what? Leave it. Anyway, congratulations. You can come on the pirate cruise with us.
Okay.
Aren't you happy?
Yeah.
Well, guys, you all have to dress up like pirates for the pirate cruise.
Oh, dude, I already got an outfit picked out.
Yeah, me too.
I don't have a pirate outfit, but I could dress up like Peter Pan.
What, Junior, you're going to dress like Peter Pan on the pirate cruise?
Well, I mean, I don't... know how to get a pirate outfit, and I already have Peter Pan.
Okay, fine, whatever. Look, the cruise is tomorrow, and I'll meet you guys on the boat.
Your hat.
Thank you. Yeah, I'm gonna need that for the cruise.
You didn't even tell us where the boat is.
Yeah, what boat? What time? How?
I guess we'll figure it out, dude.
Yeah, we'll figure it out.
Jesus. All right, guys, welcome to the pirate cruise. I'm your captain, and I'm a buccaneer. Yar! You get it? I didn't have a pirate costume. Okay, you guys want a pirate cruise, so I'm going to be sailing you around the seven seas looking for a party and maybe some booty. You guys into chicks?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, fat ones.
Not really. Okay, well, I'm going to be sailing you guys around. You guys just have fun and try to stay away from the back of the boat, okay? I don't want you guys falling out. Kid, what are you supposed to be? You don't look like a pirate.
I'm dressed like Peter Pan.
Dude, you're definitely an elf.
Yeah, you look like an elf.
It's the only thing I had to look like Peter Pan.
Okay, well, you kids just have fun, and I'm going to go drive the boat.
All right, kids, hold on. I'm about to floor this bitch. Screw boat of safety. If there's any kids under this boat, they're about to get chopped up by the propellers. Beep, beep. Let's go.
Yo-ho, yo-ho.
Where did all the hoes go?
I love this pirate cruise, Cody.
Man, it is windy out here. Come on, Joseph. Let's go get some Capri Sun.
Oh, yeah, dude.
Hey, Junior, I found this froggy float. You should get in with me.
Oh, hell yeah. Froggy float. It is so much fun. Whoa! Jimmy! We fell off the boat! Help! Help! Help!
Yar!
Hey, dude, where's the Capri Suns? I know you got some.
Yeah. Oh, we don't have Capri Suns because pirates don't have Capri Suns. I mean, I have alcohol. I'm not really supposed to have it, but I won't tell if you guys don't.
Oh, no, Jimmy! They don't hear us! Now we're stuck! What are we gonna do?
Arg!
Arg! I love this ship!
Wait, dude, where's Junior and Jeffy?
I don't know.
Yarr! Anything you need, Captain? Bring me Peter Pan. Thank you. Now I can finish me peanut butter and jelly sandwich. Could you actually open it for me? It's hard with my hook hand. Thank you. Thank you very much. Oh, and could you actually take that little lid off, too? That's kind of rough. I couldn't really. Yeah. Thank you. That's good. That's good. Yes, that's for. You know what? Actually, on second thought, could you actually just make the rest of me sandwich for me? Yeah, I'll go look around the ship. Thank you very much. Sometimes the pirate life is not for me.
Yo ho, Captain! So when you gonna let me touch your cannon?
My cannon specifically says don't touch this cannon or you'll walk the plank.
Come on, I've been a pirate for 2 months. I wanna shoot it. Let me shoot it!
No, only I can touch the cannon.
God, pirate life sucks! Yo ho, Captain! Oh, it's somebody in that damn water!
What, somebody in the water? Is it a mermaid? I'd be lonely.
Ain't no mermaids like that. It's actual people. It look like kids. They're drowning.
With kids? Well, go reel them in. Get the net.
Oh, okay.
Oh, man, Jeffy. They're never gonna find us. We're gonna be stranded here forever.
Pirate ship.
Pirate ship? Hey, a pirate ship! Wait, hey, right here!
All right, Captain, I'm throwing the net! We got him, Captain, we got him!
Bring him on board!
Thank you so much for saving our lives!
Are you boys okay?
Yeah, what y'all doing in that deep-ass water?
Well, we fell off our pontoon boat.
It isn't Peter Pan.
Wait, the boy that took your hand?
It sure be. Oh, I've been waiting for years to get the revenge on you, Peter Pan.
I'm not Peter Pan.
Arrgh! Oh, good. We rescued one of our fellow pirates. I'll give you all me booty for getting Peter Pan for me.
He's definitely one of us.
But I'm not Peter Pan, though.
Oh, okay, Peter Pan. Well, I have a crocodile on board I've been waiting to feed your hand to. Come on!
What?!
What was your name?
Captain Crunch.
All right, Captain Crunch. I know the sign says don't touch me treasure, but you can touch me treasure because you brought me Peter Pan.
Okay. Touching the fuck out of it.
Yes, just make sure you don't touch me pet rat Gerald. He's me only friend.
What? Hold on. I've been on this trip for 2 months, and I ain't get the chance to touch this gold.
Well, you're a pirate. I don't trust you around me treasure.
Hold on. He a pirate, too.
Well, he brought me Peter Pan.
Look, I just gotta ask. Is it because I'm black?
No.
I'm the only black person on this pirate ship, and you won't let me touch the gold.
No, it's not that.
Look, can I play some music then?
Only if it's 100% copyright free.
What? No Drake?
No. See, we're pirates, but we don't pirate music. That would be wrong. You wouldn't download a car, would you?
Oh, I guess not.
Just put on some royalty-free music. And you, Peter Pan, time for you to meet me, Crocodile. All right, Peter Pan, meet Carl, the hand-eating crocodile. Now I want you to feed him your hand like you fed him mine.
I didn't feed him your hand.
Oh, yeah? Then why do I only have one hand?
I bet it hurts to wipe.
Oh, it do. Sometimes it pokes through the toilet paper and I give myself a colonoscopy. But you, Peter Pan, you need to feed him your hand.
But I don't want to.
Do it! Oh, I should have been more clear. Feed him the hand that doesn't have a sword in it.
Get him, Jeffy!
No. First mate Tyrone, help me! Ow.
Nah, you good. I get to touch your treasure now. Touch.
like spark!
Hey, Jeffy, can you drive this pirate ship and get us home?
Sure can, Junior! Screw you, Peter Pan! You made me lose me good hand! Now I'm really gonna kill you!
You're not gonna kill me!
Yes, I am! Ow, me good eye! Ow.
Jeffy, I'm gonna go tie this guy up. You just drive us home.
All right, Junior! I am Judge Boober. Today we will be hearing the case of Captain Hook, who is being accused of kidnapping a child and then trying to feed said kidnapped child's hand to a crocodile to get his glorious revenge. Captain Hook, you do realize that the year is 2023 and pirates are not really a thing anymore, so what the hell were you doing? Why?
Because Peter Pan fed me hand to a crocodile. Well, now both me hands, actually.
Very interesting. Peter Pan, is this true? Did you feed both of Captain Hook's hands to a crocodile?
I'm not Peter Pan. My name's Junior. I'm just in a Peter Pan costume.
Oh, shit. Wrong Peter Pan. Well, you still fed me other hand to a crocodile, and you hit me in the eye. So I hate you just as much as the other Peter Pan.
So, Junior, not Peter Pan, I guess now you are being charged with feeding Captain Hook's hands to a crocodile.
But I did that in self-defense.
But I saved you and your friend from the ocean. You could have drowned.
Wait, hold up. Captain Hook, you saved Peter Pan's life, well, not Peter Pan, and then you tried to feed his hand to a crocodile? I don't understand.
When I saved him, I didn't realize he was Peter Pan, and then I realized he was Peter Pan, even though he's not really Peter Pan, so I tried to feed his hand to a crocodile back when I thought that he was the real Peter Pan, which he's not.
Okay, this shit doesn't make sense. Are there any witnesses who saw what happened that could tell me what the fuck is going on?
Me. I was there. I saw the whole thing. It was self-defense, and Captain Hook is racist. He wouldn't let me touch his gold or his cannon.
Well, it's not a racist thing, it's a pirate thing. It's me cannon and me gold. I don't let anyone touch me cannon and me gold.
Except for that crack ass you say from the ocean, you let them touch all the gold. I've been there for 2 months and ain't got to touch it.
Okay, hold on. How about this? This sounds like something I don't care about anymore. Captain Hook, you lost both of your hands, which seems like punishment enough, and you are dressed like Peter Pan, but you're not Peter Pan, so I order you to take that off, because that seems like where we got confused and started losing hands, so get rid of that. I do order Captain Hook to get rid of that crocodile, because that seems like a liability, and I still don't understand how you have a pirate ship in 2023. That still doesn't make sense to me. I don't really know where we go from here. I'm gonna dismiss the whole case. You know, I don't really know who's in trouble, so case dismissed. I don't really know what the punishment is, so I think we can go home. I wanna bang this one more time, just to clear the air. There we go, that feels good. I feel like we're done. We can go home now.
Man, what you think happened to Joseph and Jeffy?
You're Joseph.
Shit, what do you think happened to Junior and Jeffy? Do you think they got lost at sea?
The sea be a cruel mistress. But seriously, though, I am pretty worried. I'm so worried I haven't even touched my parrot I ordered from Uber Eats.
Eat me, Daddy.
I will later.
Hey, guys.
Junior, you're alive!
Dude, what happened?
Well, me and Jeffy fell off the boat, and then Captain Hook saved us, and he thought I was Peter Pan because I was dressed like Peter Pan. So he tried to feed my hand to a crocodile because apparently Peter Pan fed his hand to a crocodile. But then I fought back and fed his other hand to a crocodile, and then we went to court.
What? I'm so confused.
That's what the judge said.
Arr, I'm here to get me revenge. I'll kill all of you. Captain Hook!
What are you doing here? The judge said just forget about it.
Wait a minute. Is that Patches?
Captain Hook!
Oh, Patches, I missed you so much. I'll tell you what. If you let me have me pet parrot Patches back, I won't kill all of you.
Okay, you can have him.
Oh, come on, Patches!
You couldn't think of an ending, could you?
No. What do you want to do this Sunday night?
You guys want to watch some football?
You don't watch football, Cody.
Yeah, you don't like sports, dude.
What are you guys talking about? I love football. It's the gayest sport. Bunch of big, strong, sweaty men tackling each other, piling up on top of each other, smacking each other's asses whenever they grab the other dude good enough, and they wear tight pants so I can watch their asses jiggle. They don't even wear cups anymore. Nothing is left to the imagination. I just want to be the ball right there in the middle, just covered in men. Or maybe like the center so I can bend over in front of them and I'm just looking through my legs down at them and he's like behind me and whatever happens back there happens, you know? And they get paid for it. Isn't that awesome? Isn't that the best job in the world? Can you believe that people get paid to do that?
What made you choose the Giants as your favorite team?
Well, they're the team with the biggest dicks, right?
Wait, what? Wait, what?
Well, yeah, that's why they're the Giants, because they have giant wieners. Like at Jersey Mike's, there's the giant sub. It's like 18 inches long.
I don't think that's why they're called the Giants.
Not at all.
Oh, then what team has the biggest wieners?
I mean, the Denver Broncos are based on horses, and horses have big wieners.
No, those are animals. That does nothing for me.
Where you draw the line, dude?
Yeah, they're the New York giant human wieners, right? That's their full name.
I mean, I don't think they've ever explained what the giant part is, but I guess the Giants would have the biggest wieners.
Yeah, of course. Right, so they're my team.
Okay, I mean, they are playing tonight.
Oh, yeah, let's watch them.
Okay.
Breaking news today. 4 kids have went missing after attempting the new trend, try to survive 99 nights in the woods challenge. The kids went missing after 3 days, and their bodies have never been found. If you've seen these 4 kids, please call 911 immediately.
Who cares about those losers? Turn on the game. I just want to see Taylor Swift's husband or whoever the fuck get tackled by a giant dick.
Yeah, those dumbass kids. How you go missing in the woods? What?
Guys, we could easily survive 99 nights in the woods.
No, the hell we can't. What's wrong with you, dude?
Shut up, Junior.
It would be easy to survive 99 nights.
No, it would not be easy.
All you have to do is sleep in the woods. That's it?
You have to live in the woods for like over 3 months.
Only at night.
What? No, I think the whole point is that you stay there day and night.
Woo, woo, long stars, steam is free. What is that?
He was singing Kid Cudi, Cody, and you interrupted him.
Yeah, you don't know Kid Cudi?
Well, I mean, I've heard of him, but I'm unfamiliar with his work.
What, you don't know Kid Cudi?
You unseasoned-ass French fry.
No, I don't know him.
He's old now, so he's probably grown Cudi now.
Yeah, and he sees ghosts.
Okay, I think we're getting kind of off-topic here.
Well, we can spend 99 nights in the woods and easily beat those 4 kids.
With Kid Cudi.
Well, I don't think we're going to be able to get a hold of Kid Cudi or spend 3 months in the woods.
Kid Cudi invented day and night.
He didn't invent day and night.
Oh, so you're saying he plagiarized the song.
Well, okay, he invented the song day and night, but not the concept of day and night.
He knows when it's day and night.
He's an expert of this shit.
Okay, I know when it's day and night.
How?
Well, I just look up at the sky.
Kid Cudi would do it better.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Definitely.
My point is we shouldn't go living in the woods for 3 months.
Okay, well, those 4 kids, they went missing, right? Because they suck at what they did. We could do it better. We're smarter than them.
I don't know, dude. They ran squads, and I don't want our squad to get, you know, wiped and shit.
Well, we need a 4th person.
I don't think we should do it at all.
Oh, listen, what if Chef Pee-Pee goes with us? If Chef Pee-Pee goes with us, he'd be a private chef. He'd be able to cook up bugs like in Lion King.
I mean, I don't want to eat bugs, but I would feel more comfortable with an adult there.
How about if Chef Pee-Pee agrees to go with us, we'll all go.
We'll see what happens.
All right, let's go.
Mm-mm-mm, this bacon smells good as hell.
Chef Pee-Pee!
Not right now, Junior. I'm cooking some good-ass bacon.
You're cooking bacon?
Yeah, and that bitch still oinking, too.
Please don't cook me.
Little Piggy went to the market, now that motherfucker in the frying pan.
Cody, does that offend you? He's cooking your mom?
Yeah, Jimmy, just ask the question.
Chef Pee-Pee, will you stay 99 nights with us in the forest?
Hell no! What the hell's wrong with you? Why would I stay in the forest with y'all when I could be staying in this air-conditioned-ass house, laying on the couch, watching Netflix, and eating some good-ass bacon and getting grease all on my lips?
Sounds good to me. Minus the bacon part. I'm Jewish. Can't do that.
Come on, Chef Pee-Pee. There was these 4 kids that tried to stay in the woods for 99 nights, and they didn't make it, so we want to beat them.
And what makes you think your dumb ass could outbeat them?
Well, because they
went missing. Stupid.
But they were bitches. We're not bitches.
Oh, I forgot. You're not a bitch. I'm so stupid.
No, we're not bitches, and neither are you, Chef Pee-Pee.
Oh, that's where you're mistaken. I'm a total bitch. I'm so bitch, man, I'm gonna stay here and eat some bacon.
Well, come on, Chef Pee-Pee. We need an adult with us so we can survive the 99 nights.
Hell no! I'm not gonna be your sacrificial lamb, Junior. You can't even do it. You can't even stay out there a damn night.
What? We can stay out there for at least one night.
No, the hell you can't. I bet you 2 packs of bacon, a loaf of bread, and some mayonnaise, and maybe some lettuce. Oh, yeah, I need to make a sandwich.
Okay, bet. If we don't survive one night, I'll get you all those ingredients.
Yeah.
But if we do survive a night, you have to do anything we say for a week.
Yeah, like literally anything we say, and you can't say no.
Yeah,
it doesn't matter. I already do it now, so it doesn't matter.
Oh, okay, do we have a tent anywhere?
Yeah, we have a tent in the garage, I think.
Okay, Cody, you go grab the tent. I'm going to go get Jesse to be our 4th person.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
the survival just went way down.
Well, let's meet in the woods.
Okay, fine.
All right, guys, you ready to spend 99 nights out in the woods?
Fuck no, Junior.
What's wrong, Cody?
It's dark.
That's what flashlights are for, dumbass.
Oh, okay, you want a flashlight? Here. Isn't that better?
You can see so many more trees.
Oh, good, more trees.
Wait, dude, what the hell is this?
It's the posters of the 4 kids that are missing on the news. Oh, Cody, take my picture next to them.
No.
Dude, don't you see how all the kids are white? None of them are black. I don't even know why my black ass is out here. This is that white people activity.
Guys, you need to stop complaining. It's going to be so much fun out here. We're going to survive 99 nights.
Junior, we're not even going to last one night because we don't have any food.
Yes, we do have food. Jeffy, bring the Slim Jims.
I got 46 meat wieners.
What, 46 Slim Jims?
Yep, we can eat one every single day.
Okay, one person could still only last only 46 nights with just these Slim Jims, and there's four of us.
Okay, we all take a small bite each day.
That still only gives us 46 nights.
Not if we take little tiny bites, Cody.
Junior, we'd have to spend 99 days in a grocery store.
Oh, we should do that instead and record it.
We're not Mr. Beast.
Listen, Cody, let's at least survive one night so we can win the bet with Chef Pee-Pee.
Okay, fine.
All right, let's set the tent up over there.
Okay. What? Stay up! What? Okay, guys, I don't know what the fuck I'm doing. I give up.
What's wrong, Cody? Why is the tent not up?
Yeah, what the hell, dude? It's supposed to be up by now.
Set the tent up.
Well, maybe if you guys stopped eating Slim Jims and helped me, we'd have a tent right now.
Hey, dude, I didn't eat anything all day. I was starving.
Yeah, I needed a Slim Jim, Cody.
Okay, I guess if we're eating Slim Jims, fuck the 46 nights.
I'm gonna be honest with you guys, like, just between us, like, I'm gonna need, like, 6 Slim Jims a night.
Hell yeah.
Okay, cool. We're just gonna run out of food by midnight.
Hey, how you open this?
Oh, and even Jesse gets a Slim Jim. Okay, you know what? Pass me a Slim Jim.
Oh, you don't get a Slim Jim until you set the tent up.
No. Why do I have to earn a Slim Jim and you guys get one for free?
We earned our Slim Jims.
What the fuck did you do to earn a Slim Jim?
It was my idea to bring the Slim Jims. Jeffy carried the Slim Jims. And Joseph, I feel bad about slavery.
Yeah, reparation Slim Jim, nigga.
Well, where's my reparation Slim Jim?
You're not black, Cody.
But I'm Jewish.
What bad things have ever happened to Jewish people?
Oh, boy, do I have a story for you.
I'm getting cold, guys. We need a campfire.
A campfire with what wood?
We don't need wood. We got technology, nigga. Kumbaya, my lord.
Kumbaya.
Kumbaya. Kumbaya, my nigga. Kumbaya. Sing it with me.
Okay. Kumbaya, my...
Junior, don't say it.
He thought I could say it.
Yeah.
Shouldn't. My cracker.
Yeah. Kumbaya.
Kumbaya. Wait. You guys hear that noise?
What noise?
It came from over there.
Junior, this is the woods. It could be literally anything. It could be a turtle humping a goose.
I highly doubt a turtle would hump a goose. They're not even attracted to each other.
Junior, that was just an example. I don't know what it was.
You guys want to go see what that noise is?
No, I don't. I want to stay right here.
Okay, well, I'm going to go see what that noise is, okay?
Okay, have fun.
Where is that noise coming from? What the? Oh, my God! It's one of the missing kids! Are you okay?
Did you guys hear Junior scream?
No, I just heard the rapper of my Slim Jim, dude.
Guys!
What's wrong, Junior?
That was the scariest thing ever! That was a deer!
What? Yeah, Junior, it's the woods. There's a lot of deer.
Who gave you a Slim Jim?
I was eating that.
But the tent's not set up, Cody. You weren't supposed to get a Slim Jim until you set the tent up.
Okay, so you're just upset that you saw a deer?
What if the deer went...
That sounds more like a bird.
No, it was
what the hell are you on, dude?
It was a deer, and I saw a body of one of the missing kids.
Wait, you saw one of the missing kids?
His body was just laying face down next to the deer. I think the deer killed the kid.
Deer don't kill people.
Oh, deer don't kill people?
No.
Okay, so what about when someone's driving down the road, and a deer jumps out in front of them and goes to their windshield and kills them?
Okay, well, yeah, that does happen.
Yeah, so deer do kill people.
But, I mean, they don't kill people on purpose.
How do you know? Are you in the deer's head? Maybe the deer wants to kill the person. They do it on purpose.
What? Yeah, Bambi could be plotting for revenge.
They're mad about Bambi.
Bambi was a cartoon. What are we even doing out here? I want to go home.
I think we should go home, too, because that deer was really scary, and I saw that kid's body.
Okay, yeah, I want to go home, because you knocked my Slim Jim on the ground. I'm having a terrible time.
You should still eat the Slim Jim. That's a waste of a Slim Jim.
It's covered in ants now.
But, okay. Ooh, what ants do you think it is? Do you think it's the ants from Bug's Life or the ants from the movie Ants?
I don't know, Junior. Ants are ants.
Okay, but if you had to pick a cartoon ant to be carrying your Slim Jim, would it be the ants from Ants or Bug's Life?
I guess the ones from Ants.
Ew, those are ugly. I hate those.
Oh, you asked what I wanted, and that's what I wanted.
The ones from Bug's Life would to take it to a leaf for you to eat it on.
Okay, as interesting as this conversation is, can we have it at home on the couch where there are no bugs?
I mean, I would like to go home.
Yeah, that does sound nice, right?
All right, so you pack up the tent, Cody. We'll carry the Slim Jims, and we'll warm the car.
Well, no, we didn't drive here. What? Guys, help me with the tent.
What the
fuck? What was that? Okay, you know what? I'm going to go see this bird deer. What could that be? Oh, my God. Junior was right. It's one of the missing kids. What is that noise?
Guys,
I saw the dead body in the woods.
Did you record it and put it on YouTube?
What? No, but I saw the deer.
Oh, yeah, the deer goes, ah!
Yeah, he does do that.
Yeah.
So aren't we going to do something?
Well, I was going to eat a bunch of Slim Jims till my stomach hurts.
Yeah.
But guys, the news said that if we see a body, we're supposed to call the police.
Well, then call the cops.
Oh, okay, yeah, I'll do that, yeah.
Hey there, somebody call the cops?
Ooh, Slim Jims!
Slimmy Jims! Jimmy Slims! Slim Jimmies!
I want my Slimmy Jims, Slimmy Jims, Slimmy Jims! Slimmy, Slimmy Jim Jims! Slim Jim sauce. God, I fucking love Slim Jims. Hey, did I ever tell you guys I actually went to high school with Slim Jim, the creator of the Slim Jim? Yeah, everybody always made fun of him for how slim he was. They'd be like, oh, Jim, you're so slim. And then he said, one day, I'm gonna make a sausage that's as slim as I am. And they said, that's crazy, Jim. Nobody's ever gonna eat me. That's that fucking slim. And he said, I'll show you. I'll show all of you. And then he ran out and look at him. Now he's doing it. That crazy son of a bitch really pulled it off. Anyway, what did you guys want?
Well, we found a dead body.
Oh, really? Let me see. I don't smell anything. So either that is the least stinky dead body I've ever smelled, or those Slim Jims are just too potent.
Oh, you're probably smelling the one that I had in my ass.
Oh, well, you know what's weird? I can't even tell the difference color-wise. I've never tried boofing a Slim Jim. How is that?
Oh, it's pretty good. It's a little spicy on the whole, but pretty good.
I'll try it.
Well, we found this, like, kid's body in the woods, and we think it's one of the missing kids that tried to do the 99 Nights Challenge.
Oh, you found one of the missing kids?
Yeah, well, I mean, he was next to a deer. There's a deer in the woods.
Yeah, there tend to be.
Well, no, this one had, like, googly eyes, and it sounded like a bird.
Googly eyes? That sounds fucking scary. I'm not going in the woods tonight.
Yeah, it's like a scary deer, and we think it may have killed the kid, so you should probably go see the body.
Yeah, I'm not doing that tonight.
What? Oh, you're a cop. You have to.
We don't have to go in the woods at night. That kid's not getting any deader. He'll still be there in the morning when I have backup in a belly full of Slim Jims.
Oh, okay. There's someone at the door.
Ooh, I wonder if it's the Slim Jim Man. What the fuck are you talking about?
Oh, let's go answer the door.
Slim Jim Man.
Hello?
That's the deer from the woods!
Oh, shit, I don't have my gun!
Well, throw your Slim Jim!
Never!
Pew, 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 pew!
Nah, it's just me, nigga. Go, y'all asses! Y'all thought y'all could actually stay in the damn woods, dumbasses.
What was Shepard? It was just you?
Duh. You thought I was gonna lose a bet to a bunch of brats? Hell nah. I knew what Cody was up to.
I was trying to get him to lick my hangy hole.
Oh, so I guess it was all just a big prank.
Well, no, there actually is a body in the woods.
Oh.
Yeah, you saw that, Shepard?
Yeah, I didn't know who the hell that was.
Yeah, so you should go get the body now that there's no, like, evil deer.
Slimmy! Slimmy Jim Jims! Slim Jim sauce! I'm going home.
Okay.
I said I'm going home.
He just laid down.
What the hell is wrong with him?
This way, it's this way.
What?
I can only go so far.
Guys, what do you want to do today?
I don't know, dude. I'm bored.
You guys want to know what the best $30 I ever spent was?
What?
Sky Viper.
What is that? Is that a fan?
No, I already told you what it was. It's a Sky Viper. Check it out.
Whoa, dude, that looks like a spaceship.
It looks like a UFO.
Yeah, you guys ready to crap guacamole?
Excuse me?
What?
When you see how cool this is, you guys are going to crap guacamole. You're going to guac right in your jeans. Check it out.
Whoa!
Dude, it is a UFO!
It's flying! Whoa! Where's it going?
Whenever it wants. It's a Sky Viper.
What? Are you controlling it?
No, you can't control the Sky Viper.
Oh, that's cool as hell.
It just goes wherever it wants?
Yeah, wherever it wants. Has technology gone too far? I think so.
That's so cool!
The news!
Breaking news, okay? Scientists have found a way to bring criminals who have died back to life so they can serve the remainder of their life sentences. The first dead person that they're going to try this on is Jeffrey Dahmer, and we have footage of them attempting it now.
Finally, I, Dr. Friedrich Finkelschitz, will bring Jeffrey Dahmer back to life so he can serve out the rest of his prison sentence. All I have to do is poke him in the chest with these two plutonium ice crystals, and I will resurrect him. Live!
Live! Come on.
Yes, yes, it worked! Rise! Rise, Jeffrey Dahmer!
Let me eat penis.
Yes, good. Now go to jail. Yes, go on. Yes, all the way to jail.
Big, Jeffrey Dahmer, big, Jeffrey Dahmer, big, guys, big!
Cody, why are you so scared?
Yeah, dude, calm down.
But guys, it's Jeffrey Dahmer. He killed 15 people, and a lot of them were gay. He's like the gay boogeyman, the boogeyman for gays. My mom always checks under my bed for Jeffrey Dahmer.
So why would he only kill gay people?
Well, he killed straight people, too.
And some black people. Yeah, he had a thing for us, dude.
So he killed gay black people?
Someone was straight, come on now.
Yeah, and he also ate people.
Ate people?
Yeah, like ate them.
Like ate their bodies?
Like actually ate them.
Wait, could he not afford food?
No, I think he could. I just think he'd like to eat people.
Has he ever tried a Happy Meal?
Well, I'm sure he did. He just preferred people.
Who would want to eat people?
I don't know. He's insane.
Like on the guitar?
What? No, like mentally insane. Why would you assume the guitar?
Because usually when people say that guy's insane, they mean he's insane on the guitar.
No, people don't usually mean that.
So, was he good at the guitar?
No, I don't know. That's not what he was known for. I think if he was, he would have started a band called The People Eaters and used his music to attract people to eat.
So why didn't he do that?
Because I don't think he was good at the guitar. It's not what he's known for. Look, he just fucking ate people, okay?
Okay, damn. Well, how do we know he ate people? Like, how do we know those people didn't try to eat him first and he just ate them back?
I don't think 15 random people all tried to eat him and then he just out-ate them.
Okay, well, do we know that for a fact?
He admitted to doing it.
Well, why didn't you just say that? I wouldn't have asked all these questions if you said he admitted to it.
Oh, Jesus, Junior. Look, the point is that he's free now, and he's really dangerous.
He's not free. He's still in jail.
Well, yeah, but what if he escapes?
They're not going to let him escape.
Yeah, you're right. They're not going to let him escape.
Order. I am the Honorable Judge Pooper, and today we will be revisiting the case of Jeffrey Dahmer, who was accused and convicted of killing and eating 15 people back in 1992. You were then sentenced to 15 life sentences, but you were killed in prison by a fellow prisoner, so you were unable to fulfill all of your life sentences. So now you have been brought back to life to fulfill the rest of your 14 life sentences, and every time you die, you will be resurrected, and then you will serve another life sentence until eventually justice is finally served. Mr. Dahmer, do you have anything you would like to say to this court before you go back to prison again?
Yummy penis.
Well, I've never tried it, so I will have to take your word for it. Guard, take him away.
Come on. Stop trying to bite me.
All right, get in there, Jeffrey Dahmer. It's time for you to serve the rest of your life sentence.
Yes?
I'm hungry.
Oh, well, I think in the cafeteria today they got bologna sandwiches.
Ooh. How about penis sandwiches?
Nope, none of that. I think they're fresh out of that.
Darn it.
Oh yeah, I forgot you eat people. Well, try not to eat your cellmate.
Cellmate?
What's up, fresh meat? My name Bubbles.
How'd you get a milkshake?
Oh, there? Yeah, I use my shower tokens. You know what that mean, right? I got a dirty ass.
Hey, Jeffrey, they have hot dogs in the cafeteria. That's kind of like a penis sandwich.
Oh, God, why?
No thanks. I'm full.
You ate your cellmate, but only his ass?
Yummy.
Oh, God. That's just,
what's the matter? What, do you got a hairball? What's going on, buddy? Talk to me.
Hairy ass.
Oh, okay, that's it. You're going to solitary confinement. No, come on, Jeffrey. Come out of there.
No.
Jeffrey, come on.
No.
Jeffrey, if you go to solitary confinement, I'll give you a picture of a naked man.
Okay.
Jesus, it is such a mess in there. I'm going to have to clean all of this shit up. Jeffrey, you open this door right now.
No.
Yeah, Jeffrey, you open it.
I'm going to go eat penis.
No, Jeffrey, don't you eat penis. Jeffrey, you better not eat penis. Open this door, don't eat penis.
Breaking news, okay. Jeffrey Dahmer, who was just brought back to life today, has escaped from prison. If you see this man, please stay away from him and call the police because he might eat your penis.
Uh-oh! Junior, you said they weren't going to let him escape, and now he escaped, and now he's going to eat my wee-wee.
He's not going to eat your wee-wee.
Have you seen it, Junior? It's a very edible wee-wee. It's like a piece of string cheese.
A piece of string cheese?
Yeah, like a little nub of mozzarella.
Why is it so pale?
Well, I don't tan my wee-wee. It doesn't get a lot of sun.
I don't think he wants to eat your wee-wee.
But, Junior, I'm gay. I'm like a filet mignon for him.
And I'm black. I'm well done.
Oh, yeah. He'd love to eat me and Joseph.
Well, he's not going to eat you guys, and Joseph, isn't this usually when you say, I'm out of here, dude?
Yeah, but I'm not going outside, dude. He's probably waiting on me there.
Well, guys, I think I'm going to walk home and go tell my parents Jeffrey Dahmer escaped so we can move to Europe. I'm pretty sure he won't get a passport.
It's okay, Cody. You're almost home. You're just walking, alone, at night, with a very edible penis in your shorts. But that's okay. Jeffrey Dahmer can't get you because he's all the way in Wisconsin. And you're in Florida. Yeah, there's no way he could walk here in that time. Yeah, you're safe.
Yummy.
What was that? Was that the Jeffrey Dahmer sound?
Yummy. Penis.
It's Jeffrey Dahmer!
Wait, is that actually Jeffrey Dahmer?
Oh no, that's just Napoleon Dynamite. Yeah.
Huh, that's weird. I've been wondering where he's been all this time.
Jeffrey Dahmer! Jeffrey Dahmer, help!
So, guys, what do you want to do tonight?
I don't know, dude, I'm bored.
Hold on, I got an idea. Starbelly Dreamlights Magical Unicorn.
Wow!
That does sound pretty dope, dude.
Yeah, it's the fucking titties.
Man, guys, man!
Well, Cody, what are you doing here? We thought you left.
I did, but then, wait, what's going on here?
Oh, let me show you. Slit thumb, wet thumb, in a thumb.
Yeah, we restarted the video because you left. We thought the video was going to continue with you in the road.
Oh, well, no. I saw Jeffrey Dahmer outside in the road, and he tried to get me.
He did?
Yeah, he's outside, like right outside your door right now. He tried to eat my wee-wee.
Oh, well, then call the cops, Cody.
Okay.
Get rid of that, Jeffy. We'll stay with the Jeffrey Dahmer video.
Hey there, somebody call the cops? Eh, Jeffrey Dahmer, eh! You know, I'm starting to think maybe you saw Jeffrey Dahmer. I did, he was outside, he tried to eat my wee-wee! Oh, okay. Well, before I go look for him, I gotta get all the witnesses' names. So what's your name? Cody. What's your name?
I didn't see it happen.
Just tell me your name.
Junior.
And what's your name?
Joseph.
What's your name?
Jeffrey.
Okay, I think I have everything I need. What? Say your name again?
Jeffrey.
Oh, okay. Huddle up, everybody. Just one more second. Not you. Oh, guys, is that fucking Jeffrey Dahmer right there?
What? No, that's our friend Jeffy.
Okay. Well, you see, this is why you kids aren't cops. See, sometimes when criminals are trying to hide, they have an alias. That's like their name, but not their name. And Jeffy sounds pretty fucking close to Jeffrey Dahmer.
Whoa, you're so smart. You should be a cop.
I am. I really don't think that's Jeffrey Dahmer. Listen, kid, do you make $30,000 a year? No? Exactly. So just let me do my job. Hey, Jeffy, you're coming with me.
Where are we going?
To prison! You're under arrest!
What?
I really don't think he got the right guy.
Order, order, order! Welcome back, Mr. Dahmer. You are now being accused of eating your cellmate's ass to death and escaping from prison. That's another life sentence. You're back up to 15 life sentences there, mister. Back to prison you go.
But my name's Jeffy, not Jeffrey.
Removing the R from your name does not change what you've done. Prison!
All right, come on, Jeffrey. All right, get in there, Jeffrey Dahmer. Or Jeffy Dahmer.
But I didn't even do anything!
Yeah, I saw you eat butt.
This is a regular Tuesday for me!
All right, kids, you got nothing to worry about. Jeffrey Dahmer's locked up in a cell in prison in Wisconsin. Man, I drive fast. Officer, I really don't think you got the right guy. The real Jeffrey Dahmer looks like Napoleon Dynamite. Hey, that's enough lip out of you. You know what? You're starting to look a lot like Jeffrey Dahmer to me. What's your name? Cody. Oh, never mind. It's not even close. Oh, kid, I think you should go answer it. Why me? Listen, I've driven around all over the place today. I'm really tired, okay? You go answer it. Okay.
It's not even his house. I could have answered it.
Hello?
Hey, Jeffrey Dahmer! Hey!
Did you kids hear that? Sounds like the cry of somebody who just saw Jeffrey Dahmer.
Yeah, hey, Jeffrey Dahmer! Hey!
What, you saw Jeffrey Dahmer?
Yeah, he was at the front door, and I left it open, so he's probably coming inside.
Well, why would you leave the door open?
I don't know, I just panicked.
Well, officer, go attack him.
Fuck that! He's a serial killer and he eats wee-wees. I'm scared.
But your job is to protect and serve.
I don't even have a gun, man.
So then what are we gonna do?
Penis buffet for me, please.
Oh no, kids, we're all gonna lose our wee-wees.
I don't wanna lose my wee-wee.
Wait a minute. You guys hear that? It sounds like the Sky Viper.
He's out! Jeffrey's out! Go arrest him!
Okay. Alright, Jeffrey Dahmer, you're under arrest.
But penis, I want to eat it.
I know you do, bud. There'll be plenty of that in prison. I mean, no!
You're not going to let me eat penis, are you?
What? No, Jesus, I just said no. Why do you want to do it? Come on, let's go. All right, Jeffrey Dahmer, I don't know how you escaped again, but you're not going to escape again. Wait a minute, there's two Jeffrey Dahmers. That's not possible. Which one is the real one?
Penis.
Oh, it's you. It's definitely you. Come on, buddy, you can come out of there. I'm getting kind of hungry.
Me too, dude.
Yeah, I guess I'm hungry also.
Me four.
So what do you want to eat? You want to go to McDonald's and get some Happy Meals?
Sounds like a plan, Junior.
Yeah, let's do it, dude.
What? The news is on! You guys, the news is on! Junior, turn up the news! I need to hear it!
Okay, damn.
Breaking news, okay? McDonald's is now offering adult Happy Meals. Happy Meals for adults! You must be 18 years or older to purchase these Happy Meals. If you are caught purchasing or eating these adult Happy Meals under the age of 18, the penalty can be up to a year in jail.
Adult Happy Meal?
Dude, I wish I could have one.
Yeah, me too.
But guys, we're not 18 yet. They're adult Happy Meals for a reason. We're just gonna have to stick to little baby bitch meals until we turn 18.
Well, I'm 18 years old, so I can have an adult Happy Meal.
Lucky!
That's so crazy. It's not fair. You get to have one and we can't.
Wait, we're hanging out with an 18-year-old?
Wait, what if Jeffy goes and buys adult Happy Meals for us?
Yeah, I'll drive.
But guys, that's illegal. If we get caught, we're gonna go to jail.
God! Ow! I hate you. Shut the hell up. Shut up!
Ow.
Damn it!
Yeah!
God, we're gonna do something cool! We need adult Happy Meals! Just stop saying things and come on!
Okay.
I'm so excited to get the adult Happy Meal.
Me too, Junior.
Make sure mine's nuggets.
Mine too, dude.
All right, check it. We're all adults, so can I get 4 adult Happy Meals, all with chicken nuggets and Sprite, and of course you know we want that honey mustard.
So cool. 4
adult Happy Meals.
Yes, yes, yes.
Yeah?
The nuggets with honey mustard and Sprite.
Absolutely.
What if they ID us? We're not 18.
Shut up, Cody.
Oh, hopefully they don't ID us.
I know, you better hide in the back, Junior.
Okay.
All right,
over there. They're not going to ID you. That's so cool.
I can't believe we got our adult Happy Meals. They didn't even ID us.
I know, Junior.
Let's sing the We Got Adult Happy Meals song. We just got adult Happy Meals, and we are going to eat them. Yes, we are going to eat them. Yes, we are going to eat them.
Yes, we are going to eat them, and they're going to be delicious.
Wait, what's that noise?
Oh, my God, you guys, it's the cops. We're getting pulled over.
Run, nigga!
Dispatch, I'm trying to pull over a car with an expired tag, but stand by. It doesn't look like they're pulling over.
Ah, Jimmy, the cops! Pull over!
No, Junior, I can outrun him!
No, pull over! Yeah, Jeffy, keep going. I'll bust a few shots at him to scare him away.
What?
You never take me alive! Die, bitch! Blah, 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 blah.
Jesus Christ, Dispatch, they're shooting at me. I need backup.
I'm all out of ammo. Jeffy, pull over. We're going to run for it.
All right, George, if I'm pulling over.
Yeah, pull over.
Okay, I think they're pulling over. I don't know what they're doing. I'm going to proceed with caution.
Okay, everyone run!
Grab your Happy Meals! I'm out of here, dude!
Guys, my seatbelt stuck. Help!
Where'd you put your seatbelt on?
He was driving crazy. I didn't want to go through the windshield.
Oh, Cody, it's stuck! The cops are right there! I gotta run!
No!
Oh, they got into the car. They're running. I'm pursuing on foot.
Dude, the cop's getting Cody!
Just leave him.
No, he's gonna snitch!
Cody would not do that.
Dude, he's the biggest snitch I know.
You're right, we have to go get Cody.
Yeah, he can't take all 3 of us.
Let's go.
Aha, caught by the seatbelt, huh? Well, you and your friends are in a lot of trouble. But if you snitch, I'll let you go.
Time out, guys.
Yeah, get in there.
All right, now let's go home and eat our adult Happy Meal.
Yeah! Sit down right there and shut up while we eat our adult Happy Meal.
Yeah, punk.
What, you guys kidnapped a cop?
Yeah, we didn't want to arrest you.
But guys, now our charges are going to be 10 times worse than they already were.
What were our charges going to be before?
Well, before it was just going to be us getting these adult Happy Meals, but now it's kidnapping, eluding the police, shooting at the police, assault and battery, and expired tags.
Well, look, now we have to kill them because you said you admitted to everything in front of them.
Ooh, dude, where's the baseball bat?
Well, Joseph, before we kill them, let's eat our adult Happy Meal.
Ooh, yeah.
What toy did we get?
Ooh, cool. I got the hamburger.
I got an old ducky high on quack.
Oh, I got a fish fry guy.
Wait. They didn't give me a toy!
Junior, how would an adult react?
I'm gonna go home and beat my wife.
Exactly.
Okay, you know what? Actually, go back to being a kid.
They didn't give me a toy in my adult Happy Meal.
Yeah, that's actually better.
Dumb! This whole thing is stupid and dumb!
Yeah, I don't really get why these can't be for kids. And I also don't really get why he has 4 eyes and looks like he was drawn by a 5-year-old.
Yeah, don't have no to dumb. Maybe the food tastes different. Maybe it tastes like for adults.
Well, ma'am, I don't know how to tell you this, but your husband's been kidnapped. And we don't even know if he's still alive.
Oh, my boy, baby!
There, ma'am. If you ever need a rebound, I'm available.
Everyone back off! She's mine! I've been waiting for this moment for years. Karen, if you ever need a pelvis to cry on, mine's freshly shaved.
I don't think I'm ready to move on just yet.
Sure you are. Listen, why don't we go back to my place and grab some drinks, maybe some orange juice?
I don't think that sounds safe for me.
Oh, it's gonna be super safe. We'll just stick to missionary.
Okay, everybody get the hell out of my office.
This chicken nugget doesn't taste any different than a normal Happy Meal.
Yeah, and these fries are no different than the free medium french fries I get from McDonald's every week, which I guess I'll have next week because I have these right now.
I mean, the toy's pretty cool though, dude. Look, I'm a french fry man.
His name is not french fry man. His name is Cactus Buddy.
What? He doesn't even look like a cactus, dude. He looks like a french fry.
I have no idea what's going on. The news!
Yeah!
Breaking news, MK! A police officer has been kidnapped! If you've seen this police officer, call 911 immediately. The kidnappers are believed to be armed and extremely dangerous.
Ah! Junior, did you hear the news? You hear what they said on the news, Junior? You hear the news?
Yes, Cody, I heard the news.
You did? You heard the news?
Yeah, they're looking for the cop that we kidnapped.
Good, guys, we're gonna go to jail for a million, billion, bajillion years.
No, we're not, Cody. No one's ever gonna find out the cop is here.
How, Junior? We can't keep him here forever.
Sure we can. We can take care of him. We can feed him adult Happy Meals. We can feed him french fries and chicken nuggets.
it.
Or we could just eat them, like Jeffrey Dahmer did.
Did someone say Jeffy?
No, he said Jeffrey.
Oh, close enough.
No one's eating anyone. Listen, we can take care of him, guys. Like taking care of a baby. All we gotta do is feed him and he'll be good. Okay? Well, wouldn't you like that little fella? Look at that, he's nodding his head. He's so happy.
Guys, I don't want to be a part of this. I'm getting out of here before the cops come. But I'm taking the Hamburglar with me.
What? Don't take the Hamburglar. That's the coolest one.
Yeah.
Alright, let's take the duct tape off of him and see if we can reason with him.
Okay, dude.
You kids aren't gonna get away with this! I've seen your faces!
Dude, he's really pissing me off. Can I kill him now?
Well, no, we're not gonna kill him. We're gonna work out a deal. Why are you so cranky, Mr. Officer? Do you want a chicken nugget or a french fry?
No, I do not want a chicken nugget or a french fry. You guys kidnapped me! I want you to let me go!
We're not gonna let you go, because then you're gonna arrest us.
Yes, I will!
Well, then there's no reason for us to let you go, because you're gonna arrest us.
Okay, well, maybe I can talk to the judge and get you a lighter sentence.
That's not good enough!
Yeah, I need $50 million, a private jet, and 2 tickets to see Drake in concert.
What? That's completely unreasonable. I can't get those things.
Well, just the 2 tickets to see Drake in concert, then.
How about you just drop our charges and we'll let you go?
But no, I can't do any of that.
Okay, then we're not going to let you go until you drop the charges. And you sign a contract saying you're not going to arrest us. And it's notarized.
What? Nobody's going to notarize anything if they see me tied up.
Well, then I'll get a blind notary.
What would be the point of a blind notary?
Well, I don't know. Jeffy, do you know a notary?
Yeah, I know a notary. I'll go get him.
All right, well, he's going to go get a notary. You're going to notarize a document saying you're not going to arrest us.
Yeah.
Hey, Junior, I think I found your notary. When I asked him if he was a notary, he went, uh-huh.
What? No, you have to get out of here. You're part of the bad company that tried to sue us.
Well, no, he's actually owned by Microsoft.
He is?
Yeah, he's owned by Rare, which is a subsidiary of Microsoft.
But his first game was on the 64 console.
Yeah, but then Microsoft bought the rights to him. That's why the third game is so shitty on the Xbox 360.
But he's in the new Smash fighting game.
Well, yeah, but I'm pretty sure we're in the clear.
Well, no, I don't want to risk it. You should just get out of here. I don't want to get sued.
Uh-huh.
So what are we gonna do now?
Wait, what kind of toys did you guys get with these adult Happy Meals?
We got the Cactus Buddy, we got the Birdie, and we got the Hamburglar.
Whoa, you got the Hamburglar? That's super rare. I want one of those.
Well, Cody has it and he left.
Okay, I'll tell you what. If you can get me the Hamburglar, I'll pretend none of this ever happened and I'll drop all the charges.
Oh, but Cody has the Hamburglar at his house.
Look, if you can get him from your friend, then we can have a deal.
Well, okay, guys, we have to go to Cody's house to get the Hamburglar because he'll drop all the charges.
Okay, dude.
Okay, that was a good distraction. Now get me the hell out of here!
All right, guys, when I knock on the door, Cody's gonna give us the Hamburglar, and they're gonna drop all the charges.
All right, let's do it!
Hello?
Oh, Tyrone, come look! Christmas carolers, they're early!
Ooh, Christmas carolers! Wait, sing the one with the red nose!
It's October.
Sing it!
Rudolph the red-nosed reindeer had a very...
No, it's all wrong, it's off-key, damn it!
Now bring me some jelly pudding!
Ooh, I like this!
We're not Christmas carolers, we're here to see Cody.
Oh, he's in his bedroom with his new dolly.
Yeah, we want to go see him.
Oh, no, when Cody gets a new dolly, he likes to...
Touch it!
Mm-hmm, yeah, it's true. Mm-hmm.
Well, he said that we could come see it.
Oh, okay. He's experimenting with something new. Come right in.
Okay.
Oh, Hamburglar, what secrets do you have in your mind?
Hey, Cody.
What, guys, what are you doing here? You didn't bring the cops here, did you?
No, but we need the Hamburglar back.
But no, he's mine!
But the cops said if we give him the Hamburglar, he'll drop all the charges.
Well, of course he said that. This is the coolest toy.
Well, look, we have to take it because one of the charges dropped.
But no, I'm not letting you have him.
Joseph, Jeffy, tackle him.
But no.
Hold him down.
Get off me!
All right, Cody, I'm going to go give the toy to the cop, and when the charges are dropped, we'll come back.
But no, my Hamburglar! Bring me back my Hamburglar!
All right, Simmons, when they get back, we're going to tackle them and arrest them.
Well, how many are there, mate?
There's 4. I get 2, you get 2.
Well, what if they're really strong?
They're not strong, Simmons. They're kids.
Well, they were strong enough to kidnap you and tie you up.
Yeah, well, don't worry about it, Simmons. We got this. Okay, they're coming. Hide!
All right, I got the Hamburglar toy. Wait, where'd the officer go?
Get him, Simmons! I'm under arrest. I thought you could kidnap me, huh? Where are your friends?
They already left the country.
Well, looks like you're getting all the charges then. Cuff him, Simmons.
I don't have any handcuffs.
Wait, really? You don't have any handcuffs?
No.
I don't want to go to jail.
Yeah, well, maybe you should have thought about that before you got those Happy Meals and you fleed from me and you beat me up and you kidnapped me and you did all that.
Look, I got you the Hamburglar toy. You said you'd leave me alone.
You think I care about this stupid little toy?
Look, we got to work out a deal. I won't last a day in jail. Please.
Work something out, huh? Like some kind of game? Okay, I'm thinking of a number between 1 and 10. If you can guess what that number is, I'll let you go.
7?
Damn it. If you can guess that number again, I'll let you go.
7?
Damn it! Oh, come on, I didn't think you'd guess 7 again. I thought it was being tricky. Okay, if you can guess that number a third time, I will let you go.
4?
Ha! It was 3! You suck balls! What? Suck balls says what?
What?
You suck balls! You're under arrest! Ha ha!
Oh, come on! You said if I got you the Hamburglar toy, you would drop all the charges!
You actually believed me?
Did you really say that, mate?
What?
That if the kid got you the Hamburglar toy, you'd let him go.
Well, yeah, but I needed a distraction.
Well, you can't just lie to the kid like that. That makes you a liar. Is that really the example you want to set for children?
Well, no.
Being a liar?
No, but I mean...
You know, if you're a liar, Santa Claus won't come see you, mate.
No, but I got such a long list this year.
Well, then you need to do the right thing and tell the truth.
Okay, fine. I guess you can go, and I'm gonna drop all the charges, and blah, 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 and all the noise, and the last can of hoo-hash.
Okay, so I'm free to go?
Yeah, I guess so.
But, mate, the captain wanted us to arrest someone.
Well, I guess we could arrest the Hamburglar. We could just say he was trying to burgle my hamburgers.
Well, your mom was trying to burgle my hamburgers last night.
Oh, come on, Simmons.
All right, let's get out of here, mate.
Okay, kid, we're leaving, but I'm gonna leave you with this. No! Bear it! Stop it! Knock it off!
I hate school.
What? Cody, what happened to your glasses?
Dude, you look like a freak!
Oh yeah, I got LASIK, so I don't need glasses anymore.
What's LASIK?
Well, it's when they shoot lasers in your eyes to correct your vision. But I don't need glasses now, so now you guys can't call me Four Eyes.
Well, we can still call you a bug-eyed freak.
Yeah, googly eyes!
Well, yeah, I guess you could call me that, but you guys are just jealous of my 20/20 vision.
You can only afford 20/20 vision? You're so poor, you bought two-year-old vision? Why didn't you buy 20/22 vision?
Yeah, get with the times, dude!
But no, it's not the year, it's how good the vision is.
2020 was a bad year, Cody. That's when the pandemic started. You have sick eyes?
Yeah, get away from me, dude!
Yeah, I don't want to catch your sick eyes.
Okay, whatever.
You guys see how dark it is because daylight savings time ended?
Yeah, I hate when it's dark.
Whoa, dude, watch your mouth! What's wrong with you?
Yeah, Cody, what's wrong with dark?
Well, I just meant I hate when it gets dark outside.
What, you got a problem with dark people? Is that what it is, huh?
Well, no, I didn't say that.
Well, Cody, you got those new eyes, but you're still racist.
Let's not do this again.
I thought you could see better.
All right, class. Today we're going to be learning how fast is the speed of light. It's this fast. See that little tiny red dot? It traveled at 186,000 miles per second, or 11,160,000 miles per minute, or 669,600,000 miles per hour. That little tiny red dot. Fast as fuck!
Whoa, that's so fast! Cody, that's how fast your mom would run to the buffet if she wasn't so fat.
Oh, dude, she could still run that fast, regardless of her weight.
Yeah, your mom's the fastest land elephant.
What land elephant? Is there any other kind of elephant?
Well, Dumbo could fly. He was an air elephant.
But Dumbo's not real.
I'm looking at him right now with those big-ass ears.
Teacher, may I play with your laser device?
No, Jeffy. The laser pointer is a very dangerous device. If you point it at someone's eye, it can make them go blind. So no, you can't play with it.
It's not here. I want to play with it.
All right, Crass. This daylight saving thing is really screwing me up right now. So you guys can go home. Class is over. And I'm going to be putting the laser pointer right here. Okay? Right here. No one touch it. And I'm gonna go home and go to bed because it's dark outside. So I won't be here to see if anyone touches the laser pointer that's right here, okay? See the laser pointer, everyone? Right here? Right here. It's gonna be right here, so no one touch it. I'm gonna go home, okay? It's right here.
Man, we really shouldn't touch that laser pointer.
Yeah, let's go home.
Yeah, dude.
Yeah, I'm not gonna take that thing.
So, guys, what do you want to do today since school let out early?
Well, it doesn't feel early in the day since it's so
Say it, dude. Say it, I dare you.
Nighttime outside.
Nice save.
Hey, guys, look what I got! Hey! The teacher said don't touch his laser pointer.
Well, I touched it, and I took it.
But the teacher said not to touch it.
Yeah, Cody's right. The teacher's gonna get mad that you touched it.
Well, I just want to play with it for the night.
Yeah, I guess we could play with it for a little while.
But the teacher said not to...
Ow! Shut up, Cody. We want to play with it for a little bit.
Well, what are we even gonna do with the laser, Junior?
I got an idea.
I got it.
Ow, Jesus, my eyes! Ow.
I told Jeffy to do that.
Why would you tell him that?
Because you bought LASIK eye surgery, and you liked it, so I thought you might want it again.
Well, that was a professional laser for fixing vision.
Yeah, so I thought we could fix your vision by shining a laser in your eye again.
No, that's not how it... Ow, Jesus, my other eye! Oh,
okay,
God.
So now you have 20/22 vision.
Junior, you're damaging my eyes. I can't even see now.
Oh, you can see. How many fingers can I hold up?
I can't really tell. Ow, Jesus!
Did you see me doing that?
I felt it.
Hey, Jeffy, shoot me in the eye. Let me see how bad it hurts. Oh, God! Oh, Jesus! Well, okay, it does hurt.
Yeah, it
does. It does actually hurt.
Wait, what's going on, dude?
Ow, dude!
Okay, call a doctor.
Hey there, somebody call an optometrist? And we gotta make this quick, because I gotta go fly a plane in a few minutes, because I'm delivering a whole bunch of donor organs to a hospital. So today, I am a doctor slash pilot. So what's going on?
Our friend shined a laser in our eyes, and we can't see.
Okay, well, that's dangerous, but I don't really have time to diagnose you with anything, so I'm just gonna give you all glasses.
Glasses?
Yeah, I'll go get them from my bag. All right, there's your glasses. Now I got a plane to fly.
Wow, Cody, now we all look like you.
Well, it's your fault for shining a laser in your eyes.
Nice Cody impression, dude.
Thanks, Joseph. I've been working on it. You know, I was really trying to capture his voice, but I think I got it.
I see. You've been practicing.
Uh-huh. I'm really good at it now. Where's Jeffy? Jeffy!
Hey, guys. Look what I found with the laser. It's a Giga.
Me. A kitty cat. Guys, I'm allergic to cats. Achoo.
What?
Achoo.
Well, Cody, don't sneeze on me. You're getting all your germs on me. I already caught your bad eyes. I don't want to catch anything else.
Well, guys, can we just get away from this cat?
Jeffy, can we return the laser pointer back at school? Because we already hurt ourselves with it.
Okay. You guys want to walk with me?
Yeah, let's walk with him to school.
Walk it like I talk it.
Okay, guys, let's walk to school and return the laser.
God, it's so nighttime out here.
Oh, what's wrong with it being nighttime? You can't see me when it's dark? Do I blend into you?
No, I just think we need a flashlight.
I got a light.
That little laser's not gonna help us see.
Guys, look at the full moon!
You wanna see a full moon? I'll pull down my pants.
Oh, there's an airplane! Oh, Jeffy, you should see if you can hit the airplane with the laser.
Okay.
Are you hitting it?
I don't know. Man, what a beautiful night for flying. Just look at that moon. What a big moon. I wonder if it's really made of cheese. Huh.
Ow, ow, Jesus, my eye! My eye, I can't see! Mayday, mayday, I'm going down!
Guys, is that plane going down?
Maybe it's just landing.
Yeah, it's just landing. It crashed! It totally crashed! Guys, did we make that plane crash?
No, Jeffy made that plane crash by shining a laser at the plane. He probably blinded the pilot.
Guys, there's no way this laser blinded the pilot. It couldn't even reach that far.
Yeah, there's no way this cheap little laser could reach that far, Cody. The plane probably didn't even crash.
We heard the explosion.
What if that was a car crash on the interstate?
That exploded?
Yeah, what if a car hit a semi-truck carrying gasoline?
Junior, we saw the plane going down.
Well, maybe it was a meteor with flashing lights on it.
No, Junior, that plane definitely crashed.
Well, listen, it didn't crash until we have proof. What's wrong, Cody?
The news.
What?
The news! Look!
Breaking news, MK! A plane has reportedly crashed after a pilot was blinded by a laser pointer. If you have any details on who could have done it, call 911 immediately.
Guys, we did make the plane crash!
Damn it, I spilled my free medium french fries I get from McDonald's every week.
Dude, I'm out of here! You know they always blame the dark guy!
No, Jesse, get back here! Oh, guys, what are we gonna do?
We don't have to do anything. Jeffy's the one that shined the laser, and you're the one who told him to do it. I didn't have anything to do with any of this.
Jeffy, can I see that? Your fingerprints! Aha!
Junior, why would you do that?
Because we're all in this together. From the top. We're all in this together!
No, High School Musical bullshit, guys. We committed a serious crime. You should be singing, "We all committed a felony. Yes, we did." That's what you should be singing.
Cody, now is not the time to be singing a song.
What?
Well, listen, there's some serious stuff going on right now, okay? We have to get rid of that laser pointer.
I can hide it up my stinky rectal hole. Yummy!
Okay, so look, now that we hit the laser, no one's gonna check up Jeffy's butt. So look, no one's gonna come looking for us, because no one's gonna know where that laser came from. They're not gonna know it came from this house.
Yeah, I guess you're right. They won't know where it is.
Let's just sit back and eat some of your french fries.
Eat! Junior, was that the doorbell?
No, that was the smoke detector. That was the neighbor's doorbell.
Junior, eventually you're gonna have to answer the door.
Okay, look, I'm gonna go answer it. If it's the cops, we're gonna hide. Just keep that thing up your butt. Hello?
Hey, did you just hear that explosion? That was me. I was just in a plane crash.
Oh, how'd you get in a plane crash?
I don't know. I was just flying, and then all of a sudden a laser came out of nowhere and hit me right in the eye. And I got all confused, and I got up and down messed up, and then, like, I just crashed right into the ground. Luckily, I parachuted out at the last minute, but I still banged my face up pretty bad on some trees.
Well, I'm so sorry about that. It wasn't my fault.
Of course not. How would it be your fault? Hey, can I come in and use your phone? I gotta call just everybody. The FAA. I gotta call Sully and ask him how we got out of it. I gotta call Tom Hanks and see if he'll make a movie out of this one. I mean, I didn't land on the Hudson, but I mean, that explosion was pretty cool.
Yeah, you can use my phone.
Okay.
Okay, so where's his phone?
Junior, is that the pilot?
Yeah, he was the one that was flying the plane that crashed.
Junior, he can't be here.
I'll tell you what happened.
Shut up, Jeffy. Sorry, sir. We just realized that we don't have a phone.
What, you don't have a phone? Kid, this isn't funny. I was just in a plane crash. I gotta call some people.
Yeah, sorry, but you gotta go. You gotta leave.
Wait a minute. Aren't you the kids from earlier that were shining lasers in your eyes?
Yes.
Junior.
But we don't have the laser anymore.
Yeah, because you did my ass.
We don't know where it's at.
Did you kids shine a laser in my eyes while I was trying to fly a plane?
No. The only thing we shined a laser at was our eyes and maybe a helicopter, but not your plane. So, yeah, no, it's, our teacher has a laser pointer on his desk at school, and he pointed at things, maybe airplanes.
Huh, I think I need to talk to your teacher.
Junior, you're going to get the teacher in trouble.
Better him than us. All right, guys, we have to go back to the school and put the laser pointer on the desk.
Okay, Jeffy, take the laser pointer out and put it on the desk. Who wants to go spelunking in some cheats?
No, I do. I'm a professional. Okay.
I don't want to watch this.
Butt nectar.
Let's just put it on the desk. Come on. Let's go. Okay, guys, we did it.
Yeah, I guess we got off scot-free.
Who's Scott?
What?
You just said you got off a guy named Scott for free.
No. Scot-free, it's a saying.
What's it mean?
Well, I don't know.
Who's Scott?
Well, there is no Scott. It's just a thing people say.
Then why are you saying something if you don't know what it means?
Well, I don't know. It's just like a common saying.
What if I just said random words that didn't make sense? Like ants, beehive, bear, tree.
Well, that wouldn't make sense.
Yes, then there's no point in saying it, so shut up.
Okay, fine.
So why did you call me here?
Well, word on the street is you have a laser pointer.
I do, it's right here.
Rookie mistake, showing me the evidence. You been shining that laser pointer at any planes?
No, I've been shining it at the board to teach my students how fast the speed of light is.
Well, have you been showing them the speed of light by shining that laser pointer at my plane?
No.
Likely story. Maybe I should just check this out for myself. Oh, God! Oh, why does it smell like Dookie?
I have no idea.
Let me think about this. Aha! I have an idea. I think you shined this laser pointer at my plane, and then when the plane crashed, you got scared and tried to hide it up your butt. But then that got uncomfortable, so you took it out of your butt, and you put it on your desk.
No.
Ha! Liar! All right, you're coming with me.
So, guys, what do you want to do for the rest of the night?
Well, I guess I'm just going to go... Oh, my God, the news!
Breaking news, MK! An elementary school teacher has been arrested as the person who pointed the laser pointer at a plane, causing it to crash. He'll be going to jail for a very long time.
Wow, Junior, the teacher's getting in trouble now because of something we did. We have to say something.
Something.
No. Junior, this is serious. We just ruined his life.
Okay, listen, Cody. If we speak up, we have to go to prison. You want that?
Well, I think I could take it better than anyone else.
Really?
You know, in the butt.
Listen, I'm not saying anything. I'm going to sit right here.
Okay, well, I don't want to be a part of this, so I'm going home.
What? Jeffy, can you believe him? He really wants us to go tell the truth and tell the cop that we were the ones that shined the laser pointer and made his plane crash.
What? Wow. I can't believe what I'm hearing.
What's going on?
Well, I just came here to give you the triple T, the truth teller trophy, because you told the truth about your teacher having the laser pointer that shot down my plane, but now I don't know if I should give you this trophy. It sounds to me like you're a fibber.
Oh, no, I'm not a fibber. I was telling the truth. I promise I'm not lying.
Well, I can't give you the trophy until you tell me the truth.
Okay, listen. We did take the teacher's laser pointer and we shot it at your plane on accident, so can I have the trophy?
There's another very important question I need answered. So whoever can tell me the truth will get the trophy. Now the question is, if you guys are the ones who stole the laser pointer, why did it smell like shit?
Because it was in my ass.
Oh my God, ew.
Chocolate milk.
I'll make you some later, Jeffy. Not right now.
But I can pour it all by myself.
No, you can't. You're going to spill it and make a big mess.
But Marvin, I've been teaching him to pour his own chocolate milk. He can do it without spilling any.
No, he can't. He's going to make a huge mess.
Daddy, I promise I won't spill a single ounce of chocolate milk anywhere but in your cup.
I just don't believe you.
Marvin, trust him.
Yeah, Daddy. Trust me.
I just don't.
Marvin, just let him try.
Okay, fine, Jeffy. You can pour your own chocolate milk. But I swear, if you spill any of it on the floor, you're grounded.
Alright, Daddy, I'm gonna spill some milk. I'm gonna spill some
milk. No, Jeffy, get back here. No, he's saying I'm gonna spill some milk.
No, Daddy, I said I'm gonna pour some milk. It's that old age, Daddy.
What? No, no, you said spill.
No, I didn't. I said pour. You need to get your ears checked.
Okay.
I'm gonna spill some milk.
He said pour, Marvin.
Alright, I'm gonna pour me some chocolate milk just like Mommy taught me. There, I didn't even spill it. Now how am I going to get it upstairs? Oh, I know.
What was that crashing noise?
Maybe it came from the neighbor's house.
No, it came from our kitchen. It's Jeffy.
Yeah! Home run! I made it in the sink!
Well, I was aiming for upstairs, so... Oh, well.
Oh, I told you he was gonna spill it!
But we practiced!
Jeffy, why'd you spill the chocolate milk?
I didn't spill it!
Then how'd it get all over the floor?
Because I hit it with my bat.
Why would you do that?
Because I was trying to get it upstairs!
Why didn't you just walk it upstairs?
Because my legs don't work!
Jeffy, you made this mess on purpose!
Daddy, if I wanted to make a mess on purpose, this is what I would do.
But don't you get...
Whoops!
Jeffy! That is it. I'm calling a doctor to find out what's wrong with his head.
I just spilled some milk.
And I just called the doctor to fix what's wrong with your brain.
Hey there, somebody call a doctor?
Oh, yes, doctor. There's something wrong with my son. I need you to fix him.
Yeah, there's a crack in my butt, so I think I need a new one.
But no, he does the opposite of everything I tell him to do.
Oh, yeah, like the things from Cat in the Hat.
Aw, I love that book.
I was talking about the movie. I've never read the book. Too long.
Look, I just want you to help me fix my son, because I told him to pour a glass of chocolate milk without spilling it, and guess what he did?
He spilled the chocolate milk?
No, he hit it with a baseball bat and spilled it everywhere.
Well, wow, yeah, okay, I can see we're dealing with some serious bad boyness.
So how do I fix him?
Well, what do you do when you're mad at him?
I yell at him really loud.
Yeah, and it's really starting to scar me emotionally.
Well, maybe he's just doing this stuff to get attention.
What?
Yeah, you know, some kids get in trouble on purpose because they think it's funny when their parents yell at them. So maybe if you just ignore him, he'll stop being bad.
No, if I ignored him, he'd keep doing the bad stuff.
Well, no, because eventually he'd get bored because no one's paying attention to him.
Huh. I mean, it's hard to ignore him because he makes a lot of loud noises.
Okay, well, I'll just prescribe you these earplugs so you don't have to listen to him. I use them whenever I'm around my wife because she's like, nag, 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 and... I'm just sitting there with my earplugs in, so I don't have to listen to her, you know, just alone with my thoughts, thinking about all the mistakes I've made, like marrying her.
That sounds like a good idea.
But I wasn't talking to you, book reader. I was talking to him.
Well, I think it's a good idea.
All right, well, let's do it. I guarantee this will make your kids stop being bad.
Okay, baby, let's put some earplugs in and ignore Jeffy.
Okay.
All right, baby, I have the earplugs in my ears.
What?
I have the earplugs in my ears.
I can't hear you. I have earplugs in my ears.
What do you say?
What?
Huh?
I think I'm just going to ignore Jeffy.
I can't hear what you're saying, but I'm just going to ignore Jeffy.
Daddy, what are those things in your ears? Daddy, what are those things in your ears? Daddy, if you don't answer me, I'm going to call the cops. All right, I'm going to call the cops. Daddy, are you ignoring me? All right, challenge accepted. You guys might not be able to hear me, but you'll definitely be able to feel me. Oh, looks like I'm all out. You guys are really going to stick with this ignore me thing, huh? All right, because I got more silly stuff. I'll be right back.
All right, baby, just keep ignoring them.
What?
All right, Daddy. You still going to keep ignoring me? If you keep ignoring me, I'm going to beat the hell out of you. All right. You asked for it. Wow. You're a trooper, Daddy. You're still going to keep ignoring me after all that? I'm going to have to go get the big guns now.
Marvin, are you okay?
No.
What?
How much longer are we going to ignore him for?
What?
All right, Daddy. I got the big guns. You still going to play this game? All right, Mommy. You want some too? Wow. They keep wanting to play this ignoring me game. Maybe one day they'll learn.
Oh, my head hurts.
What?
I said my head hurts.
What?
Take those earplugs out of your ears. I said my head hurts. How much longer should we ignore him for?
I don't know, Marvin, but I think he's starting to get bored now.
I hope so.
All right, Daddy. Prepare to get sniped. All right. Let me aim right at your eye. And boom!
Oh, my God, Marvin!
Oh, wow. What a shot. Right, Mommy?
Why are you guys still ignoring me? Stop it! All right, fine. I give up. You guys win.
He gives up. He gives up!
That doctor was right, Marvin!
Oh my God, thank God. Yeah, that doctor was right. All we had to do was ignore him and he'd stop.
Wee! I'm having so much fun! Wee! W-E-wee.
W-E-wee, yeah.
Hey, I don't want anybody to get confused what we're talking about.
Yeah, hey Junior, it's kinda hot in here. Can you turn on the fan?
Why don't you do it?
Me? M-E, me.
Yeah, you. Go flip the light switch.
No.
Light flick machine.
Light flick machine, yeah.
Yeah, God, they own so many words.
I know.
What's wrong, Jeffy?
My mommy and daddy are ignoring me.
Well, isn't that a good thing? Doesn't that mean you can do whatever you want?
Yeah, if they're ignoring you, they're basically saying they don't care what you do. You can do whatever you want.
I didn't think of it like that. Oh, but since you guys mentioned it, now I want to do the most illegal thing that we can think of. You guys got any ideas?
You could do tax evasion. You can go to federal prison for tax evasion. Yeah, but they have tennis courts and ice cream. Why doesn't everyone just do tax evasion?
I think Jeffy should do something even more illegal. What's the most illegal thing in the entire world? Ooh, you could cook math.
What?
Yeah, that show Breaking Bad, they cooked math.
But they didn't cook math, Junior.
Yeah, they cooked math. Didn't you listen to the show? So, Jeff, you could just cook math, like cook subtraction and addition. Ooh, and then you could sell it. See, selling math is illegal. That's why school's free.
But Junior, I think maybe you misheard what they said in the show.
No, they were talking about math. So, Jeffy, we and you should all go...
Whoa.
No, I put an and between it.
I don't know about that.
Oh, it's not like I said GameCube.
You are walking on hot water there, mister.
Game... Q-tip?
Q-tip, yes. Get very fun Q-tip.
Yeah. That. Anyway, let's just go cook math. Come on, do it with us.
Okay. All right, do it.
All right, we have all different kinds of math here, so let's get to cooking.
Well, how do we start cooking math, Junior?
I don't know. Cody, how do you cook math?
They didn't cook math.
What'd they cook then?
Well, you know we can't say it.
What?
I mean, sorry, you know W.E. can't say it.
Look, all I remember from the show is the blue math was the most valuable, right?
Yeah.
Hey, look, the blue math is on the addition cards. So cook the addition. That's worth more money.
Okay.
There's someone at the door. Hold on, Cody. Just teach Jeffy how to cook math.
What?
Hello?
Hey there.
Ah, the cops! What are you doing here?
We were in the neighborhood cracking down on math labs, and I'm wondering if there's math in your house.
No, there's no math in my house.
Well, this rat here has been trained to smell out math, and he says there's math in there.
I smell math.
Well, stop ratting me out, rat.
I can't help it. I'm a rat.
Yep, that's about as much mileage as that joke, Scott. All right, I'm coming in to look for math.
Well, no, I promise there's no math in here.
Well, the rat said he smells math, so we're coming in.
Jeffy, Cody, run. We have to get out of here. The cops are here.
Cody already left.
What?
Oh, my God. Look at all this math.
I have nothing to do with this. I'm running.
You must be the kingpin of this math operation.
Oh, I'm sorry. I started cooking math because my parents stopped caring about me.
Yeah, that's how it starts. Parents stop paying attention to their kids, and next thing you know, they're slinging math on the streets. All right, come on. We're going to go talk to your parents. I'm shutting down this math operation.
Aww.
Hey there.
What, the cops! Jeffy, what did you do?
Care to explain this?
What is that?
That's math.
What? Math? Jeffy, where did you get math?
He was cooking it.
Cooking math? Where did we go wrong?
Oh, my God. What are they teaching our kids in school?
Math. It's all over the schools. It's in middle schools, high schools, colleges. I hear in some places they're doing math as early as kindergarten.
Oh, my God. They need to crack down all this math. Jeffy, why'd you start cooking math?
Well, you guys were ignoring me, so I didn't know what else to do.
Oh, my God. Officer, what could we have done differently?
Should have paid more attention to your son.
Well, you're the one who told us to ignore him.
No, Dr. Me told you to ignore him. Police officer Me saying you should have paid more attention to your son. See, you're lucky, because he hasn't actually started doing math yet. See how it isn't filled out? Yeah, see, if he had actually started filling that out and doing math, he'd be hooked for life. So, I'm just gonna let him off with a warning this time. But if he ever gets busted for math again, he'll be in a lot of trouble.
Okay. We need to be better parents to our son. All right, Jeffy, we're gonna start taking care of you, and we're gonna start paying attention. So what is something you want to do right now?
I want some chocolate milk.
Like earlier, I should have helped them pour it, so I'm gonna help you pour chocolate milk like a good father.
No, Danny, I think I got it.
No, I'm gonna help you.
No, I can pour my own chocolate milk.
No, I'm definitely gonna help you pour it because you're gonna hit it with a baseball bat.
No,
you're not. I'm gonna pour the milk for you.
It is time to play the next game.
Oh, did you come up with one? I thought you were just going to give us a balloon and a stick and tell us to come up with a game ourselves.
Shut up!
Oh, we're playing the quiet game, everybody. Hey, she's giving clues to game. She should be fired.
Oh, I wish we were playing the quiet game. For the next game, we are adding more players.
Oh, bullshit.
Oh, no, no way.
Hey, Marvin, what are you doing here?
Hank?
You just don't have any rules, do you? People are just doing whatever the hell you want.
They were playing the same games as you, just in another room.
Another room? How many groups do you have?
This is the final group.
So that means there's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 people left.
Very good, Marvin. That is 6 people. You know your numbers, but do you know your colors, too?
Uncle.
Oh, why are you calling for your uncle? Did he touch you?
Knock it off! It is time to play the next game. Follow me.
Ow, that hurt.
Hey guys, ready to watch people die for money?
Hell yeah, I am!
Mickey, I can't see in this fucking thing!
You're not supposed to use our remains, Goofy, you dumbass!
Well, you just fucking did, stupid piece of shit, man.
Hello, VIPs. Welcome to the Squid Games.
Why is it called that?
Yeah, I hate calamari. I ordered steak!
When am I gonna get some champagne? I'm tired of staring at an empty glass.
Can I get some scissors? The genius that made this mask didn't give me any eye holes.
Goofy, I swear if I have to hear you talk about that mask one more time!
Well, you're wearing a goddamn Batman mask. You can see clear as shit.
Well, you could have been Robin. Robin!
Well, I'm not going to be your fucking sidekick. The lady at the place said the chicken mask had the biggest eyes.
Well, maybe you should have tried the chicken mask on like I did with my Batman mask.
Oh, yeah? Well, how about you pull a mask and tool out of your ass so I can cut this thing off me?
Oh, you know what, Goofy? That's actually a really good idea. Oh, Toodles. Oh, wow. It looks like Toodles doesn't give a fuck.
Gentlemen, your waitress will be around shortly.
Where's the bing-bong fucker who's running this game?
Unfortunately, the chairman will not be able to attend tonight's game.
Okay, well, what game are we watching next?
Tonight, we will be watching the Glass Bridge. The bridge is made out of glass tiles. If they pick the wrong one, they fall to their death.
Neat.
You better not copy that from Bridge to Terabithia, because if you did, I'll sue your ass. You think $400 billion is a lot of money? What the big frozen to his nutsack when he died?
That's a pretty cool bridge.
I wish I could see what you guys were fucking talking about, but I'm stuck inside Chicken Little's ass.
Oh, my God. If someone doesn't bring him a pair of damn scissors.
Gentlemen, your waitress is here.
I'm kind of in a rush. I'm the only guard left.
I'll have some champagne.
Oh, I'll have a double.
Whoa, what do you think this game is?
Oh, look, they actually have a budget for something. Hey, what are the rules for this game?
This game is called Glass Bridge. When the time...
Hey, could you speak the hell up? You're way over there, and we cannot hear anything you're saying.
Are you kidding me?
See that? Keep up that tone for all of it, because the Siri voice is not working.
This game is called Glass Bridge. When the timer starts, you will cross the bridge in alphabetical order according to your name. Make it across the bridge before the time ends and you win.
Thank you, honey.
She's such a bitch.
Okay, so like, what could kill us? We just walk across it?
Yeah. Hey, what could kill us?
Damn it. I thought he was just gonna walk across. Yes, one tiny thing that could kill you. Some of these glass panels are made of tempered glass.
Louder.
Some of these glass panels are made of tempered glass that won't break if you step on it. The other is regular glass that will break if you step on it. You must pick the correct glass in order to make it across to safety.
I feel like that's important information you should have said the first time.
I hope you die!
You too! Marvin, when I win that $400 billion, I'm going to trap her in a room with nothing but a tissue and a piece of corn and tell her to come up with a game to live.
So who crosses the glass bridge first?
Well, she did say alphabetically, so who would that be?
Well, your first name's Brooklyn, so it'd be you.
But, nice try, but I actually go by Guy. So who would be before G? You, Chef Pee-Pee? You're C.
The fuck not. My name is Pee-Pee, not Chef Pee-Pee. Chef is a title, dumbass.
Oh, well, who else would that be? You, Hank?
Well, G comes before H, so it'd be you again.
Well, guess what? I don't go by Guy either. I actually go by my middle name, which is the letter T, so it would be Hank next.
All right, I don't mind going. You guys didn't know this, but I used to work in the glass industry for 20 years, and I can tell the difference between tempered glass and not.
What, really?
Yeah. We got so lucky, we're gonna live.
All right, see, what you gotta do is you just gotta look for the light refractions in the glass. See, it reflects different. So, let me just take a look here. Oh, this one right here's gotta be the tempered glass.
Oh, no!
I guess he didn't know the difference.
Hank!
Well, I guess we know which one to step on now.
But not the next one.
Well, who goes next?
A, B, C, D, E, F, G, H, I, J.
Look at you, Marvin. You know your alphabet.
Jeffy's next.
Okay. Moving on your way, fuckers. I'm about to run this bitch.
No, take your time, Jeffy. You gotta take your time. You can't just keep jumping to the next one. Don't rush it, Jeffy. Take your time. You might die.
Dang, this is easy. I'm gonna do this shit backwards.
Oh, I can't watch.
Marvin, he did it.
But no way.
Ain't no fucking way, bro.
Jeffy, how'd you do it?
Dang, that shit was easy.
But guys, did anyone see what he stepped on?
No, I was just shocked.
What? Me too.
Jeffy, which one did you step on?
A, circle, triangle, left bumper, right bumper, left, down, right, up.
I think that's the cheat code for guns in Grand Theft Auto.
No, seriously, Jeffy, which one was it?
I don't know, dang, I forgot. I speed ran that bitch.
Oh, my God. Okay, so who's next?
You are, Marvin.
What, me?
Yeah, because it goes pee-pee and then Suzanne and then me, so you're M.
My middle name's Zion.
No,
your name ain't Zion. Stop lying. I gotta see your ID.
No. Okay. Can someone help me with the next one? Does anyone know possibly what it could be the difference?
Oh, Marvin, if we had something we could throw at the glass, you can hear the difference between tempered and regular glass.
You can?
Yeah, it's like night and day.
Okay, I gotta think of something to throw. Does anyone have anything to throw? Jeffy, do you have anything to throw?
I got marbles in my ass. I can toss you one of those.
I don't want a marble spin in your ass, Jeffy.
Marvin, your life could depend on it.
All of our lives depend on it. Get the shitty marble, Marvin.
Okay, fine, Jeffy, toss me a marble. Jeffy, you missed. We lost it. You have another one?
Danny, I can shoot him out of my ass like a BB gun.
No, Jeffy, I just need one marble.
All right, hold on.
What? That sounds like tempered glass to me, Marvin.
Wait, really? It does?
Yeah, it's a very distinctive sound. It's like a cat's meow. You just can't mistake it.
Okay, so it must be this one.
Oh my God, that was so close.
Wait, what?
Marvin, I have no fucking idea what glass sounds like.
Are you kidding me? So I just risked my life?
Of course. What, do you think I was trying to help you? I've been screwing over everybody.
So if Jeffy gives us more marbles, we won't be able to tell the difference?
No, it doesn't fucking matter.
Well, are you kidding me? Okay, well, I'm not moving forward. Someone else has to go.
No, you have to go all the way.
No, that bitch isn't here, and we all know they don't enforce rules here. And I already risked my life for one square, so someone else come and do the next one.
Yeah, somebody whose letter comes before mine in the alphabet go before me.
Nigga, not me.
I'll go. I've already lost my husband.
Yeah, that's right. See, Marvin, she has bigger balls than you.
Yeah, you come up here and you do it.
What an idiot.
Oh, which one could it be?
Well, your husband worked in glass for... Jeffy, stop it!
Make me!
Your husband worked in glass for 20 years. Did he ever talk about glass with you?
No, all he knew how to do was cheat on me with the babysitter. Oh, I don't know which one to pick. Let me out! Someone else go before me! I don't want to go anymore!
I think I can tell the difference.
Really?
That's that one.
I'm not fucking around!
Damn, Marvin, you fucking savage. I didn't think you had it in you. We kill him next.
Oh, yeah, deal.
All right. That means there's 3 tiles left. And I'm still not moving, so someone better go first.
Okay, PPP goes next.
God damn it. All right, you're right. Get out the way. Okay. All right, move, Marvin. This girl full business.
Okay, what do you think the next one is?
I'm not sure. Does this one look like it has a weird tint to you?
I mean, I can't tell a difference. Oh, you can't push me!
I knew I was right, though.
You were right. Okay, so we only have 2 more left. What do you think the next one is?
I'm not sure.
Stop pushing me!
Damn, I'm good!
Wait, we only have 1 more left. Okay, well, you actually have to do that one. You can't push me. I'm going to sit down. You have to actually choose.
No, the hell I don't.
Okay, well, I'm not moving. You chose. You made me risk my life for these 2, so you should jump on a real one.
I guess so. You are right. I didn't make you choose. Hold on. Which one is it?
No, Chef BB died!
But hey, look, Marvin, we know which one to step on. It's right there.
I can't believe Chef BB's dead.
Hey, Marvin, I have a confession.
What?
I actually saw the ones that Jeffy stepped on, so I could have saved all of you, but I wanted to eliminate a few people because I want that money for myself.
You monster!
Yeah, we can discuss that later. The time's about to end. Cross, asshole! You're just gonna shoot glass in our eyes? We don't even have goggles!
So, VIPs, did you enjoy the game?
Hell yeah, I did! It was so cool! 3 people died!
And Marvin's still alive, so if I'm lucky, he'll win and I'll get his house payment money.
Oh, I hope he dies. I hate that bitch.
Well, I wish I could have seen it, but I fucking can't.
Just ignore him!
Wait, who died? I bet on the shelf named after a penis. Did he live? Hello? Am I talking to my fucking self over here? If you guys left, I wouldn't be able to tell.
Oh my god, he's dead, Goofy!
Well, fuck. There goes all my extremely goofy movie royalties. Max is gonna be pissed.
Oh wow. You know what? This champagne, it tastes like hot dogs.
It tastes like hot dogs?
Yeah, it tastes like Piglet's ass cheeks.
Well, Mickey, where's my champagne?
It's right there, Goofy.
Oh, because I know where right there is because I can fucking see.
I don't know. Why don't you reach around?
If I stayed home, I could get a reach around from Clarabel.
Yeah, everyone has, buddy. Oh, my God, Goofy, you made a mess.
Well, it's not my fucking fault. I can't see in this stupid-ass mess. I'm going to go to the bathroom and whack off.
Oh, my God, I am so sorry I brought him. He's kind of just like a tag-along.
So, guys, what do you want to do tonight?
I don't know, dude. I'm bored.
Well, we could watch TV. Yeah, because we got the TV right there. We got the remote ready.
You really want us to do that?
Well, yeah. Why wouldn't we do that?
Okay, I guess I will.
Ow! Why are you pulling my hair? Ow! Don't pull it more! Ow! Why are you pulling my hair?
You said pull your hair!
Come on, dude!
I said let's watch TV!
He said that?
Yeah, I thought he said pull his hair.
Yeah, what? You said pull my hair really hard until I said ow.
How does that sound anything like let's watch TV?
That's what you asked us to do.
That's not what I said. I said let's watch TV. That doesn't sound anything like pull my hair, please.
Well, I'm sorry. We heard something different.
Mm-hmm. You're deaf. You're insane. Turn TV on.
Yeah, let's watch TV.
Strike incoming! Ugh. Man, this is boring. You can say that again. Man, this is boring.
Hey there, boring bowlers! You guys ready to stop borrowing and start bowling? You can say that again! You came at the perfect time, stranger! Well then, follow me!
Come on, let's go!
Sounds good!
He seems totally sick!
Say goodbye to your boring inside the house bowling and make that shit glow in the dark with our glow in the dark pin!
No fucking way!
You can say that again!
No fucking way!
Yes fucking way! Play in the middle of the street! Fuck cars!
Yeah, fuck cars!
Yeah, fuck them! Now watch this strike at night! Fuck!
Can we play?
That depends. Are you over 18 and have your parents' credit card? Just call this number right now and order one! Yeah!
Whoa!
Dude, that's sick!
That's rocket sick!
Oh, bro, you should buy it.
Yeah, get your dad's credit card and buy it.
Alright.
What? Ow! What are you doing? No! I didn't say pull my hair!
You said pull my hair again!
Dude, you keep asking us to yank on that bitch!
No, I said get your dad's credit card and buy it! That doesn't sound like pull my hair!
Bro, you asked us to pull us and then you asked to complain about it.
Yeah, we pull your hair every time you tell us to do it.
I haven't been saying it! I've never said it one time! You guys are crazy! How are you hearing that?
I think I should go get my dad's credit card and buy it.
Yeah, dude, I think so too.
That's what I fucking said.
Okay, Cody, here's my dad's credit card.
Okay, I don't know why you're giving this to me.
So you can order the glow-in-the-dark bowling?
Why don't you do it?
Because I'm not 18, Cody. The commercial says you have to be 18 years or older to order it, and me and Joseph are 17, you're 18.
They're not gonna know you're not 18.
They're gonna know! My voice doesn't sound like an 18-year-old.
You don't sound that different than I do. Just call them up. They're not gonna know.
What are you talking about? I don't sound like you. You sound like...
Okay, but you sound like an adult.
No, I'm Cody.
Yeah, he's a whiny 18.
I like wiener. I like wiener.
Oh, I do, but that's not what I sound like.
We do not sound the same.
Okay, but they're not gonna know that you're under 18. Just call them.
No, I'm gonna get in trouble. They're gonna tell about 18.
I don't know, dude.
Hey there, glow-in-the-dark bowling company!
Yes, I'd like to.
What the hell do you think you're doing? You're not 18, I can tell you're a child! You hang up this phone right now, you little shit!
Yes, sir!
Wow, I really didn't think they'd be able to tell.
I told you they could tell I'm not 18!
Okay, I guess I'll call them.
Yeah, you call, you're the one who sounds like an adult.
Hello, glow-in-the-dark bowling company?
Yes, I'd like to buy some glow-in-the-dark bowling.
Oh yeah, I can tell you're 18, that's an adult voice right there!
Yeah, that's right, so can I have the bowling, please?
Yeah, sure, let me just get that credit card number from ya!
Okay, it's 5412-7501.
What the fuck is happening, you Chris?
5-0987.
Okay, and what's the expiration date?
That's 12/20.
Well, that's a little bit expired, but that's fine. Now I just need the security code on the back.
Rock, paper, scissors. Rock, paper, scissors. Your mouth's not opening, Chris.
381.
Okay, I got that order for you. Paper.
Okay, so how long's it gonna be?
It should be there as soon as you hang up this phone!
Okay, thank you. Okay, yeah, I ordered it.
What?
Took forever.
You shouldn't see what was happening to Joseph. He was like fucking like Jesus. He was like doing this.
What? Earlier, I had a parasite. My bad.
What the fuck? That sounds crazy.
Then he was talking without moving his mouth.
Whoa.
I just had to fart. I'm sorry.
You're lucky you didn't see what just happened.
Yeah, I was doing the credit card thing. I didn't see any of that.
Is that the moon shoes?
Oh yeah. Well, it's not moon shoes, but yeah, it's the bowling.
Okay, I'll go grab it.
What the fuck is going on? Everybody's weird today.
Hello?
Hey there! Somebody here ordered a glow-in-the-dark bowling set?
I did!
No, you didn't, you little liar! You're not 18!
Cody!
Yeah, sorry, that's mine.
Here you go! That's a man right there! Now you, stop impersonating adults, little boy, before I tell your parents!
Okay.
Okay, who's ready to play some glow-in-the-dark bowling?
Oh, dude, I'm ready. Let's go outside and start bowling. What are we waiting on?
Guys, should we wear gloves so we don't get poisoned?
Poisoned by what?
What are you talking about?
Well, there's lead in this. It's lead bowling. It's lead powered. I don't want to get lead poisoning.
Oh, dude, I didn't think of that.
That says LED bowling.
Yeah, I just pointed that out. It spells lead.
Wait, no, there's LED like the light, and then there's LEAD, and that's lead.
No.
Dude, that's lead.
Yeah, like the Falcons blew a 28-3 lead.
Yes, that is how you spell lead, but it's also how you spell lead, like the poisonous stuff in pencils.
That's graphite. They don't put lead in pencils.
But you know what I fucking mean, okay? There's lead, LED, and then there's LEAD, which also spells lead, okay? There's two different words that are spelled differently and sound the same. It's called a homophone.
Homophone is when you make a phone call.
Yeah, a homophone is whenever you pick up a phone and talk into it.
Hello.
Yeah. Hey, I'm home.
Would it make you guys feel better if I just took the lead out?
Yes. Can you take the lead out? It's poisonous. I don't want to die.
Please.
Yeah, I'll do that.
All right, let's go outside and play some non-LED bowling. All right, guys, you ready to play glow-in-the-dark bowling?
Heck yeah, dude.
Look, it's glowing. That's so cool.
I want to see.
You got all the lead off, right?
Yeah, I got the lead off.
All right, Cody, go. It's your turn.
Okay.
Did you miss?
It bounced right over.
How'd you miss?
Well, I don't know.
Oh, guys, there's a car.
Oh, dude.
Hey, a bowling pin right there. What the? Hey!
What?
Hey!
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 Come on!
Hey, mister!
What is
ow, my face?
Hey, what? you ran over our bowling pins. We were playing bowling in the road. You ran over the pins.
Well, then why were you playing bowling in the road?
Because the pins were glowing.
Yeah, we had glow-in-the-dark bowling. You ran it over.
I know you saw it.
I actually didn't see it because I was texting and driving.
That's not fucking responsible of you.
I know. I shouldn't do it.
Well, why would you run over? You always knew ones because you broke them.
Yeah. You know what? You kids better get off my property before I call the police. Before I smack you.
No.
You owe us money!
I'm not paying you a damn thing! You boys better run off now and go play bowling or something somewhere else!
You can't even bowl anymore! You've knocked them down!
Alright, well, serves you right for bowling in the street! Stop it!
Fuck this dude!
God, you broke our toy!
You boys better run off! Stupid kids!
Well, Junior, the pins don't look too bad.
Yeah, they're still glowing, so they still work.
Yeah.
Alright, look!
What's wrong, Joseph? Oh my god, poor Penny!
Yo, that was my favorite one!
He was so innocent!
Oh, you destroyed our pin!
I don't
give a
shit!
Oh, God, we gotta get back at him. We gotta get back at him now.
Yeah. Dude, let's look and see if he left his window down so we can piss in his car.
Yeah, let's piss in his car!
Yeah, let's piss in his car. Oh, guys, he left his window open.
Oh, watch out. I got to piss.
Yeah, I got to piss, too.
Oh, guys, we have to be strategic with this. Okay, I'm going to piss on the transmission.
Okay, I'm going to piss on the seat.
I'm going to piss on the steering wheel so he gets pissy hands.
Yeah, right, let's go.
Pissy hands.
Oh, that's a lot of piss.
You good? Yeah.
We pissed in that guy's car.
Yeah, we did.
Yeah, that'll teach you for running over our bowling pins.
Yeah, you know what's great? The piss is just going to sit there until morning, and then the hot sun is going to bake the piss into his car like a piss cake, and it's going to be like a greenhouse effect so he gets like piss steam all over his windows.
Yeah, it's going to be so gross.
He left a stinky dude.
Yeah.
I had asparagus today, so it's going to be really stinky.
Yeah, he's going to touch his steering wheel, he's going to feel pissed.
Yeah, there's piss everywhere.
I'm going to empty my whole bladder on that damn seat, dude.
Yeah. Gross. That's so much pee.
Oh, man.
Yeah, he's gonna know what he did.
Yeah. That's gross.
That's actually really disgusting what we did.
Yeah.
Yeah, like, will he ever get the pee out of his car?
No, that car is ruined.
Like, the smell is forever.
Yeah.
Do you think he's going to call the cops?
Well, why would he call the cops over piss?
Yeah.
Yeah, he wouldn't do that.
No.
Where's your phone, Hank?
Honey, I told you, it's probably in the car. Get off my tits.
Don't delete anything, I'll know.
Oh, I'm not going to touch it. Fucking bitch, I'm going to delete everything. What? Why does it smell like piss in my car?
Hank, you're taking too long. I know you're deleting stuff.
I'm not deleting anything, honey. My car smells like piss.
Why?
I don't know. I think a bird pissed in my car. Call the police.
Okay.
There's piss everywhere. It's all over my steering wheel. It's on the floor. It's on the dash. Why would someone pee in my cup holder?
Hey there.
is. Somebody call the cops?
Yeah, someone pissed in my car.
I'm sorry, what?
Smell.
Oh, yeah, that's piss. That is human piss.
Hey there, somebody call a detective?
First of all, don't talk like that, and also I need you to wrap this entire car in police tape.
The whole car?
Yeah, it's absolutely riddled with piss. Well, sir, you do anything to piss anybody off lately?
Yeah, my wife.
Well, would she piss in your car?
No, I don't think so.
Well, I would say don't leave your window rolled down, but somebody already pissed in your car, so it's too late.
Who would do such a thing?
Well, we might have a possible piss bandit on the loose. The first one since the 1964 piss bandit.
Sir, you weren't even alive back then.
I know, but I still read the newspapers. You know, I heard about him. He pissed in over 50 cars, and he never got caught. They only found out it was him when he confessed on his deathbed. He said, you know that dick you put in a catheter in? It's pissed in over 50 cars. So they gave him the chair, right there on his deathbed. I mean, it was a lot of furniture to die on, but of course, he pissed right there, so then they compared the piss there to the piss that he pissed on in the cars, and then, you know, that's how they knew it was him. So, sir, I'm gonna compare the piss in your car to the original piss bandit's piss, in case we have some sort of piss bandit zombie. You know what, Susan? Alert the news. Tell them we might have a potential piss bandit zombie on the loose.
Okay.
Piss bandit zombie? What the fuck?
That just makes sense.
So, guys, you, like, want to continue watching TV?
Yeah, maybe there'll be another commercial for, like, a product we can buy.
Yeah. Yeah, okay, yeah.
Breaking news, MK! There is a piss zombie that's going around and pissing in people's cars. So make sure you keep your cars locked and your windows rolled up.
A piss zombie?
Haha, at least we didn't get caught, dude.
Guys, he did call the cops, and now they're blaming it on some piss zombie.
I don't think there's a real piss zombie.
But guys, we did it, and the neighbor's never gonna learn his lesson for breaking our toys if he doesn't know that we pissed in his car.
Dude, we're not supposed to take the blame for it.
Yeah, we'd get in trouble.
Guys, I know we'd get in trouble, but like, he should still know it's us, because like, if he thinks there's a zombie going around pissing, he's gonna think he can just run over our toys whenever we were in the road.
I think it's better that nobody knows it was us.
Yeah.
No, guys. I think we need to piss in his car again.
What? Why?
Because, like, he didn't learn his lesson. He just thinks the zombie did it.
I think he's got enough piss for now.
Yeah, he's gonna be sitting in piss for a while, dude. He learned his lesson.
I don't know, guys. I think we should piss in more people's cars.
But no, we only pissed in that guy's car because he broke our stuff. It's not fair to piss on other people's cars.
Well, everyone has done harm in their life, and everyone's done something wrong, so I think everyone should be punished for their sins by us pissing in their cars.
Not everybody needs to have their car pissed in.
Bad people do. There's a lot of bad people out there, Cody, that's done a lot of bad things. So if we just piss in unlocked cars, whoever's cars are unlocked deserves their car to get pissed
but
in.
But just because their car's unlocked doesn't mean they're a bad person who deserves to get their car pissed in.
Oh, how about this? What if a guy earlier in the day ran a red light or a stop sign, and then he gets in his car and he smells the piss? He's like, oh, I shouldn't have ran that red light or stop.
That's not worth getting your car pissed in.
It's a bad thing, Cody. What if he ran a stop sign and killed a little kid?
But he didn't. He just ran a stop sign.
This time.
We don't even know who ran a stop sign and who didn't. We're just pissing a random car.
If we piss in someone's car, they've done something bad at some point in their life.
We don't know that.
Everyone's done something bad. You're telling me everyone's perfect?
Well, no, but that doesn't mean everybody deserves to have their car pissed in.
Imagine someone sat in their car and they're like, oh, I smell piss. Oh, this must be because I ran over a squirrel 10 years ago.
I don't think they're going to think about that. I think they're going to think, why would this happen to me? This isn't fair.
They're going to say, this is the consequence of my own actions. That's piss.
I don't think they're going to think about it that much. I think they're just going to say, ew, piss. This is gross.
Yeah, but then when they get home and they truly think about it, when they're paying the $500 to try to get the piss vacuumed out of their car, they're going to go, huh, I've done a lot of wrong things in my life. Maybe I should give it to churches.
Look, I just don't think we deserve to be piss vigilantes.
Guys, listen. I think by pissing in people's cars, it teaches them a lesson. So I think we could piss in some more cars just so that people know it's not a zombie. And we can, like, leave a card saying, this is not a zombie. This is three people.
Okay, well, I only feel good about pissing in bad people's cars.
Okay, so listen. Just know that whatever car we piss in, it's a bad person.
Well, I mean, I do have to go. So if you can find a bad person, I could do it.
You got to go, Joseph?
I mean, yeah, if I get some water.
Okay, go get a sip of water. We're going to let's piss in Jeffy's dad's car.
Oh, I mean, do you think he's bad enough?
Yeah, I mean, Jeffy complains about it all the time. Let me ask him. Jeffy, get in here!
Oh!
Should we piss in your dad's car?
Oh, yeah. He totally deserves it.
Yeah, see, look, okay, let's go. We're going to go pee in your dad's car if it's unlocked. Yeah.
Okay, cool.
All right, guys, let's see if it's unlocked.
Oh, I got to do it.
Oh,
all right, let's
here
piss.
Comes the piss.
Here we go.
That's it.
We peed in Jeffy's dad's car.
Even more piss than last time.
Dude, I flooded that shit. He's going to need a scuba mask to get in his car.
Yeah. I was like a sprinkler. I was like, piss, 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 piss.
Yeah,
I peed everywhere. Yeah, it was all over the windshield.
Oh, that was sick.
Oh, there's pee everywhere.
Oh, so wet.
All right, Jeffy, let's go to McDonald's.
Okay.
Do you smell piss?
Yeah, a little bit.
Did you piss your pants?
No.
Oh, God, my steering wheel smells like piss. Oh, there's piss all inside the car. Jimmy, did you pee in my car?
No, I didn't pee in your car.
Oh, God. Oh, there's piss everywhere. I'm calling the cops. There's piss everywhere.
Hey, Susan, you got the results on that piss?
Yes, it's not the 1964 piss bandit. He is not a zombie.
So he's a ghost. This is ghost piss.
Actually, it's three different urine samples.
I see. We got a piss posse running around, a kind of piss gang. I bet it's three older men in their 40s.
It's actually three teenage boys.
Oh, I should call them the piss boys. Susan, contact the news again. I want to see the piss boys at large. We're going to offer a $50,000 reward for them dead or alive.
Okay.
Well, hold on. I'm getting a radio call.
Wait, with what radio?
I got one. It's from my buddy Marvin.
All you have are iron-on badges.
Shut the fuck up! Hey there, somebody call the cops?
Yes, smell.
Oh, that's piss. That you got by the piss boys.
The what?
The piss boys? See, I thought it was a piss zombie from 1964, but no, it turns out it's actually three teenage boys who piss in cars. What,
they piss in cars? They piss in my car?
Yeah, apparently.
But why? Why would they do that?
Well, did you leave your car unlocked?
I don't know. Maybe I'm outside my house. I didn't think it...
See, that's the thing. See, they've been going around. Whenever they find a car that's got an unlocked door or window rolled down, they piss in it.
Why?
I don't know. They just like to piss in cars.
What? So what are we going to do? My car smells like piss. How do I get this out?
Clean it.
But it's like in the steering wheel. It's a suede. It's piss everywhere.
Sorry. You got a piss car now.
Okay, no, they should pay for the damages. They should buy me a new car. They should pay for the piss to be cleaned up.
Well, maybe I would do that if I knew who the piss boys were, but I don't.
Can't you take the sample of the piss on the ground?
Marvin, there's like 8 billion people in the world. I'd have to test everybody's piss and compare it. I don't have that kind of time. That's too much piss.
You're the cops. You do have time. That's your job. It's to find out who did it.
I can't do that much piss all by myself.
But it's in my car. It smells bad. I'm supposed to drive around a car. It smells like piss.
Yeah, I guess you're going to have to.
It's in the carpet. It's how are you going to get it out?
I don't know. Some soap. I don't really clean piss. It's gross.
Is God punishing me? Is this because I ran over a squirrel 10 years ago?
Why would it be because you ran over a squirrel?
I don't know. Because why me? Why was I chosen? Is this karma for anything I've
you
ever
done? You think God is punishing you by having someone piss in your car? Because you hit a squirrel.
I mean, I do a lot of things. I've called my son the R-word. Is that, that maybe that's it?
It's not great.
I sometimes accidentally like ring up too many pieces of gum. I was ringing up like 5 pieces of gum, and I forgot to ring up the 5th one. I got the 5th one for free on accident.
I mean, I don't think somebody would piss in your car over that.
Well, do you think it's because I've cut someone off in traffic?
I mean, you're confessing a lot of things and you're making me nervous. I'm kind of worried about where this is going.
I want to know why I was chosen. Why is my car chosen by the piss boys?
Because it was unlocked. I think that's about it. I don't think God is punishing you with piss.
So what do I do now?
Clean your car.
Oh, we should turn on the news and see if they think the piss is on me.
Oh, yeah. Definitely.
Breaking news, MK! There is no piss zombie. It's three unknown teenage boys going around pissing in people's cars. So once again, keep your windows rolled up and your cars locked. There's a $50,000 reward, dead or alive.
Guys, they're calling us the Piss Boys!
Aw, dude, that's a way better name!
Yeah, the Piss Boys!
Yes! Screw the Skeeter Boys, we're the Piss Boys! Yeah, and a $50,000 reward, dead or alive, what does that mean?
That means that somebody can make $50,000 if they kill us.
What?
Or arrest us.
Wait, it's that serious?
Apparently they take piss very seriously here.
Well, guys, we're like superheroes.
Bro, we're like vigilantes.
We're kind of super villains because we're pissing on cars.
No. We're peeing on bad people's cars to get back at the bad things they've done in their lives.
So far, but, you know, I mean, we don't want to piss on any innocent people's cars.
There's no such thing as innocent people. Well, everyone's always done something bad.
Yeah, see, that's what a villain is.
Even babies, they cry loud.
But it's a good thing they don't own cars because we'd be pissing in those too.
Yeah, we would. Yeah. No one's safe. No one's safe from the piss boys.
That's a villain thing.
Yeah, let's go to like the Target parking lot. Oh, yeah. And then we just check cars. And then if there's one that's unlocked, we piss in it.
Yeah, it has to be some bad guys at Target.
I still don't feel great about doing that.
Come on, guys. Drink some water. Everyone drink up. Everyone go drink up as much as they can. We got some pissing to do.
Yeah, okay. Take some bit tubs.
Susan, the piss boys have struck again.
How do you know?
There's a car full of piss.
Well, did you get a urine sample?
Ew, I don't touch piss.
You got the last sample.
No, I didn't. You did.
No, I went to the news.
Well, I don't know who got the sample, but it wasn't me. Piss is gross. I don't touch it.
Okay, so how do you know it was them?
Well, it's a car. It's a piss. It's piss in a car. Who else could it be? Look, that's not important. What's important is I'm going to bust those piss boys.
How?
Well, I'm going to set up my car in a parking lot with a sign that says, please don't piss in my car. And there's no way they're going to resist that. So when they come to piss in my car, boom, I grab them.
It's a genius plan.
Thank you. I think it's going to work. I'm going to call it a piss sting operation. Like that one time when I had the clap.
Well, 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 guys, look what we have here. A car in the empty Target parking lot.
Looks like an easy target, dude.
Yeah, I got my big fucking chug-chug.
Oh, man, I'm about to piss up a storm, bro.
I really hope they're a bad person.
Oh, yeah, we're about to pee so hard in this car.
Oh, this is going to be the best piss ever.
Yeah, let's hope they left the car unlocked.
Oh, yeah, easy target.
Yeah, they have to. What's this sign say? Don't piss in my car.
Yeah.
Oh, they're begging for it.
Yeah, yeah, why would they write that?
So stupid.
Guys?
What?
Is that a cop hiding underneath the security camera sign?
Yeah, that looks like a cop.
This is a trap.
This is a bad giveaway, dude.
You guys think this is like a bait car for us to piss in?
Yeah,
for
I think sure. This is a sting.
Definitely is.
Okay, well, if we just hurry up and piss in it, then we can run off.
But, dude, I got a full bladder. I don't know if I'm going to hurry up and piss at all.
It's going to take a while.
Yeah, guys, you know what would be cool? The ultimate piss that we can do is pissing in a car that's set up for us to piss in.
Yeah, I mean, that would be pretty cool.
Let's just... Guys! What's the make and model of this car? I'm a big car fan.
Oh, I think it's a Hyundai Sonata.
Oh, is that Stormy Sea Blue?
Yeah, it's the color.
2019, I think.
Oh, guys, look at these rims.
Oh, those are nice.
Whoa.
Oh, yeah. Oh, open the door. Open the car.
Oh, yeah, hurry up.
Go. Open. Open. Okay. Let's go.
Get a piss.
Okay. Joseph, get in so we close the door.
Get in.
We'll close the door. Okay, guys, I just locked it. Okay, I'm a piss.
Me too.
I'm pissing.
Me too, I'm pissing. Full steam ahead.
Oh, dude, I'm letting it loose. There's a water hose on the loose.
Oh, my God, I'm going to pee over here somewhere. I'm going to pee over here.
Yeah, get it all over the car. Pissing is AC.
Yeah. It's right there. Oh, God. Oh.
All over the floor.
That is really bad.
This is
hot. Huh, I can't tell if those are the pissers or if they're just a fan of my car. Hold on, I gotta go check.
Oh, this is the most magical piss ever, guys. I'm peeing so hard. Oh, my God.
Oh, dude, we're so caught.
Cody, he caught us.
MC Pissy Jr.
Oh, God, oh, guys. I know we saw the sign, but we just couldn't help ourselves. We're the piss bed. Okay, we're not. I'm never unlocking the door ever. Hey! How'd you get in?
I have the key, dumbass.
Oh.
You're all under arrest. Come on.
No, guys. No.
Well, well, well. What do you kids have to say for yourselves?
I'm sorry.
Well, you guys did say it all at the same time, and I didn't have to coach you on what to say, so obviously you guys mean it.
Can you please just let us off with a warning?
Well, normally I would, but there's a $50,000 reward for you guys dead or alive, and that's a lot of money.
Well, didn't you make up the reward, so you would have to pay yourself $50,000?
Wait, that means I have to pay it?
Yeah, because you're the one who made up the reward. The police station didn't agree to that.
Well, shit, I don't even have $50,000 to give anybody who did catch you guys.
Yes, if you arrest us, then we're going to turn ourselves in.
Yeah.
And then they have to give us the $50,000 reward, which means you have to pay us.
But no, you can't turn yourselves in after I already arrested you.
Well, there's three of us, and you haven't caught all of us. Everyone scramble.
Ah, scram!
No, it's bullshit. Get back here. God damn it, they went different directions. Hey, how about this? What if I pissed on your couch, huh? I bet you wouldn't like that.
Oh, yeah.
Ooh. Stop pissing on my couch!
Oh, that's a coffee piss. That's going to be a stinky one.
Oh, my dad's going to be mad! Oh,
Junior! Did you use my damn credit card?
Oh. Yeah, and he pissed on your couch, too.
Suck that.
Oh, my God, there's so much piss. Oh, Dad, no, Dad, please! Oh, I'm so beat.
Not today, Karen. I'm really sick. I think I have the flu.
Boy, I just thought of a funny joke. You want to hear it?
No.
What kind of sickness did the Wright brothers have?
Oh, I can't imagine.
They have the flu! Get it, Boy? Because they were the first people to be in an airplane, and they flew, and you have the flu?
It's really not as funny when you explain it, Karen.
Oh, Boydy, you don't sound so good.
Yep, that's what I've been trying to tell you.
You know what? I'm going to call the doctor.
I am the doctor.
Shh, Boydy, it's ringing.
Okay, wonder who this could be. Hello.
Hi, I need a doctor.
I'm not in the mood for this today, Karen.
Oh, wow, you sound like my husband, Boydy.
What a coinkydink.
Boydy, the doctor hung up on me. I'm going to give him a bad review.
Oh, what an asshole.
Boynie, what should we do to make you feel better?
How about you cook me some chicken noodle soup and shut up?
Boynie, that's an excellent idea. I'm going to put on your doctor outfit and I'm going to make you some soup and make you feel better.
No, don't put on my doctor outfit. You're going to get soup on it.
All right, Boynie, I made you alphabet soup and I wrote a little message on top.
Get soon, Boynie.
Yeah.
What do you want me to get, Karen? Get what? Get out of here? You tell me to leave?
Oh, Boynie, that's so funny. I forgot.
word. That's an important word to forget.
Boiny, you need to calm down. Eat your soup.
I don't have a spoon.
Oh, I can go get you one.
Yeah, how about you get spoon, Boiny? There you go. You should have put get spoon, Boiny.
I told you I forgot a letter.
Wait, Karen, what the fuck?
What?
Did you get soup all over my shirt?
Oh, yeah, Boiny. See, that happened when I was making you your sentence, and it got a little messy.
God damn it, Karen, you ruined my doctor outfit, you fucking idiot.
Well, you know what, Boiny? I'm not going to take care of you if you talk to me that way.
Well, good. You're not doing a good job anyway. I don't want you to take care of me.
You know what, Boiny? I'm just going to take my message soup gone.
Take your message? This is why you can't spell, Karen. Your brain work don't. You're fucked up in the head. Okay, I need somebody to actually help me. Penelope! Come help your fucking dad!
What, Dad? I'm trying to set up my ant farm! Fuck, piss!
Whoa, language, young lady!
Well, Dad, I'm just so frustrated because I ordered this ant farm and it didn't come with ants. It says ants not included.
Okay, but you don't talk to me that way, and why the hell do you want an ant farm anyway?
Because you told me to do something over the summer, and now I don't have ants for my ant farm. And look, I just need to put them in this little hole, and they can eat the jello, and I can watch them and write down my observations.
They fucking eat jello? And what observations are you going to write down? How about you watch the movie Bug's Life, or watch the movie Ants? Then you can write some observations.
Dad, I need you to go outside and get me some ants.
Well, I'm not going to go outside, Penelope. I'm sick, okay? I'm not in the mood for this. Why don't you just go?
No, I can't, because they'll bite me, and all I want to do is just look at them.
Okay, why the fuck did you get an ant farm if you don't like ants?
Because you told me to. And look, it comes with a bunch of little ant facts. Did you know that almost every continent on Earth has ants except for Antarctica? That doesn't even make sense! The word ant is in Antarctica! Why is Antarctica anti-ant?
Penelope, please shut up. If I go get you an ant, will you shut the fuck up about ants?
An ant? No! I need at least two ants so that they can make ant babies!
I don't know how to tell a boy ant from a girl ant.
Well, then get more ants!
What if I just get nothing but boy ants? So you just get a bunch of gay ants, get a big gay ant farm.
Dad, just go get me some ants!
Okay, I will get you some fucking ants.
More than two!
Ugh, ants. Where the hell are these ants? Oh, come on, they're ants. They gotta be everywhere. And even when I find them, how do I get them in the cup, huh? Do I just pick them up with my hands? I'm gonna squish them. I shouldn't have to do this today. I'm sick. I'm not in the mood for this bullshit. Oh, this fucking guy. Hey, buddy.
What?
Hey, you're scaring away the ants.
What?
The ants in your yard. You're scaring them away.
Are you on fucking bath salt?
No, I'm trying to find ants for my daughter's ant farm. Listen, I'm very sick.
Oh, yeah, you're sick. Fucking retarded.
No, fuck it. Keep mowing. Go ahead. I'm not finding ants today anyway. I need somebody to help me with these ants. Hey, Mr. Grasshopper.
Yeah?
Have you seen any ants?
No, they're everywhere.
Well, can you direct me to some?
I mean, there's an anthill over there, but I wouldn't fucking go near there. They're gonna fuck you up. A bunch of insects came together and built this fake bird, and then tore Hopper's limbs off, and then fed them to a real bird. Yeah, I wouldn't go over there. It's fucking scary, bro.
So are they gonna bite me?
Oh, yeah, they're gonna fuck your shit up. Hey, if you see this ant named Flick, tell him I said he's a bitch. Well, actually, don't tell him that. Tell him Hopper said that. No, that wouldn't work. Hopper's dead. Actually, don't say anything anymore. I'm too scared.
Okay, well, thank you anyway.
Yeah, good luck.
Well, they don't look like the ants from A Bug's Life, but I think this will work. Okay, I'm just going to scoop them up in this cup, and then Penelope can just work with whatever I get. Okay, let's get a nice big scoop. Oh, yeah, they're going fucking crazy. There we go. Oh, yeah, that's a lot of fucking ants.
Oh, my God!
It's a big fucking cup!
Oh, my God!
Oh, it's like ant 9/11!
Oh, my God!
Oh, God, no!
Oh, it's coming back! It's coming back!
Oh, yeah!
Oh, my God!
No. Dead.
That's pretty good. All right, yeah, I think this is... Oh, fuck, they're biting me! Fuck you! Fuck stupid fucking ants! I hate ants! Fuck you! God damn it, I broke the cup. All right, you know what? I'm getting the ant farm. I'm just gonna take the ant farm.
Okay, Penelope, I got you stupid ant farm.
Oh, my God, Dad, this is so exciting! Thank you so much! Look at those little guys. They're all in there.
Yeah, it's a real hoot. They're eating the jello or whatever. Oh, and they also bit me, so now I'm in pain in addition to being sick, so thank you for that.
Oh, well, thank you, Dad. It's so cool. Well, I'm gonna go over to my friend's house and hang out. Will you watch them for a little bit? Thanks,
what,
bye!
What the fuck? No! What, watch them do what? Yeah, they're fucking in there, oh boy! Ugh, I can't do this. No. I need somebody to take care of me. I'm gonna go to Marvin's house. Maybe he'll take care of me.
Rubber bands!
What are you doing with rubber bands, Jeffy?
I'm gonna make a rubber band ball.
How do you make a rubber band ball? What do you even start with?
With a rubber band!
I think you're supposed to start with like a bouncy ball, like a small ball.
Oh, that makes sense. And then you make a bigger ball.
Yeah, you put rubber bands around the ball, yeah. Jeffy, why you put rubber bands on your face? Jeffy, take them off. No, stop it, Jeffy. Stop it. What the-